I may have to piss in here.
Didn't get a chance for the show?
Oh, no, I had plenty of time.
You just felt like holding it extra?
Quiet cloak. I was editing video and a couple of audio things, and I had to pee. I really may have to pee in here.
Well, you got the intro music. Go now. The bathroom just around the corner.
I know where it is. I've pissed before. I've been pissing by myself since I was 30.
I understand. And we're proud of you.
Kenzie, would you like to watch me TT?
It depends on the circumstances.
I have to TT.
If you were like TTing on some fire or something, that'd be kind of cool.
That could happen. Maybe I'll just hold on to it. The dog. First of all, I forget who it was. They sent me an email. They said, don't forget to go up to the attic and get some of Mandy's crap.
Oh, that was nice of that person.
I'm not sure. I think I gave some of the more expensive pieces away, but who I gave them to, I think, would give them back. Especially if Alicia would give them back.
Okay, I got you.
Did you check the price on one of the things?
Yeah, it's really not worth anything. Some of them actually still have price tags on them. And surprisingly enough, that's about the same price they're still going for on eBay.
Which is how much?
Like $4 or $5.
Oh, then yeah, I gave the expensive stuff away. These are little train station platforms.
That one is, yeah.
The things that...
It's all part of like a little model town, model village.
What about this? Did you look at this one?
Yeah, I'm looking at similar ones right now. The buy it now price is $299.
Palace Dance Hall and Saloon. This looks like it feels heavy. Looks like it should be expensive.
Well, it's not. So far, the...
Yeah, it says $5 on the bottom. I gave the expensive stuff away.
Yeah.
Well, we'll just shoot this crap and we'll get the expensive stuff back.
Perfect. Yeah, individually, I'm not seeing anything priced at more than $7. There's some collections you can get, but I mean, you're talking, see. There's one I'm looking at here. It's 39 pieces for $60.
Yeah, each one of these is a little house. This one is a Clunny and Clunny real estate house from the Americana collection. $5 in the bottom at Dillard's.
It's probably about still that now.
Well, there's a bunch of stuff in this box. It's got to be at least maybe $100 worth of stuff. Get that.
More of the Americana collection. Ooh, it's Reverend Watkins' house. Let's see what
I'm not really big on shooting up churches.
Well, it's not a church. It's just the Reverend's house.
Oh.
It looks really nice for a Reverend's house. It's three stories.
Maybe it's a Creflo's house.
Ooh, that would make sense. Reverend Dollar's house.
Well, what we can do is set these up on a table over there in the corner.
Mm-hmm.
Take that extra camera that I put in. Put it on that. Mm-hmm. And then, what do you think, the pellet gun? Or just go with the .38?
Pellet.
I'm always a fan of higher caliber.
Do you have your slingshot that we got?
I think the only ammo we had for the slingshot was paintballs. I don't know if we had any ball bearings.
Here's a bigger one.
Ooh, I'll look that one up.
Liberty Falls collection. This is a bunch of them.
Say Main Street.
All in one from Liberty Falls. Ooh, it comes with people.
I'm intrigued.
Whole box was only $10.
Oh.
I'll call Alicia during the break. See if, oh, yeah. Little people to shoot. A lady in a chair. Who wastes their money on crap like this?
Yeah, this stuff doesn't even look like Christmas decorations. These are just...
stuff that goes around a railroad track.
Yeah.
That's okay. It'd be good target practice.
Yeah, that's true, actually.
See if there's anything bigger in the bottom. Nah, all same collection. I know there was some
big ceramic houses.
See, that was initially what I thought you were talking about. Because remember, my grandmother had some stuff like that.
That's all right. It's the whole city that we can blow up.
I need some black cats.
Need more than that.
You mean like Sammy Davis Jr.?
I don't get it, but I want to laugh. Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, this stuff's marked $5.
Yeah. It is kind of odd, though. I guess they must have sold so much of these things. I would have expected them to go up in value, you know, like a couple of bucks, but nope. They have remained flat.
That's all right. When destroying people's property, it's always the thought that counts.
That is true.
I'll make a call. Throw all this crap back in the box. Oh, little train station platform kit. I wonder if there's a choo-choo train in my attic.
Might be worth checking.
Because then we could pull, if there's two of them, we could pull a Gomez Adams. Adams Family. Remember he had his own train set?
Mm-mm.
You don't remember that?
I didn't watch much Adams Family.
Yeah, I remember.
He liked to have two huge trains on a train set.
Okay.
Like the ones that are the size of a big shoe.
Gotcha.
The engine's that big.
Yeah.
He would crash them. There's some of the most useless crap in here.
There are those, though, that take the train town stuff extremely seriously. I don't know how I came across it on YouTube a few months ago, but there was one where it said not safe for work model train village or whatever it was. I was like, what? How is that even possible? So I click on it, and somewhere in this, it's like someone shooting their model town train thing, and there's little pockets of like naked people near a lake. There's a couple that's having sex next to like a creek. I mean, it's graphic.
Was this part of the J.D. Ryan collection?
I didn't see J.D.'s name anywhere near it. But it showed full on penetration with one couple, and someone went and made those.
Chloe, where's the BB gun? I'd like to see if, because these are pretty stout. The house I'm holding, what do you figure that is? 2.5 inches, 3 inches tall?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm holding one. Looks like it's a courthouse. Yeah, little ceramic houses. Hey, man, there's some heft to them.
I'm surprised these aren't worth more. They got to be hand painted.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you think?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, there's not a machine that's going to be able to do that.
Well, how could they do something like that for $5?
Well, so a lot of these things I'm seeing, they were made in the 90s.
So they've been in her family for a while. Yeah, this one says 1996.
Yeah. it might just be one of those things. Maybe it was, made in a country where they used, to hand paint something this small, you'd probably need some child labor. So that's probably why it's $5. If you use an adult, it'd be like 15.
I don't know. This is pretty intricate. Maybe they have machines that do it. Can't find it.
Here is the rifle.
I don't think that shoots. Does that shoot BBs?
I forgot what this one shoots.
That one's not charged.
I think are locked in a locker. I'll get during the break.
I got my 38. It's a hollow point. It'll stop at the house.
I don't think that's the safest option, as much as I would love to see it. And it would make for excellent video.
Would. Plus, I could shoot straight at the floor at the house, mm-hmm. because beneath us is concrete.
That's true.
So it's not going to go through.
No. Still pretty sure it's going to be against many things.
We could turn the cameras off.
Well, there's that, but then there's still the sound.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, the loud noises come out of here all the time.
Yeah, but it's been a while since anything to the level of a 38.
Okay, Daddy.
No, don't do that. I'm just trying to look out for you. I'm not saying it doesn't sound like fun. I think it does. I just think it would be fun if we did it in a welcoming environment, like a gun range or a shooting range, somewhere away from other people.
Why are the BB guns locked up?
Because we didn't want anybody to get to them.
They're BB guns. Big deal.
Yeah, but they look pretty real.
Oh. Okay. Man, I gotta pee.
Well, it's time to break.
Already?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we started late.
Hang on. Nope, that's going to be a wet one.
Yeah, don't do that. I saw you lean to the side, and I was even going to tell you not to do that because it might force a little out the front, but you got other issues, apparently.
Nope.
Alfie, what's line two?
He's calling about the value of Mandy's junk.
Okay. I think that says it all.
Mm.
Alfie, do you know Alicia's phone number over where she works?
I think I do.
I got it.
She called over there during the break and ask her if I gave her some expensive houses.
Got it.
And tell her what we want to do with them.
You got it.
Thank you. I go through the attic. Maybe I just had time to grab one box, so there may be other stuff up there. Maybe there's some family portraits or stuff. That would be nice.
Are there, can you guess how many boxes she's got up there? Like the big ones with other stuff inside it.
There were two more, but I didn't have time to go through them.
Gotcha.
She left a VCR, but
yeah. I don't think there's any emotional attachment to that.
It's like blowing up a LaserDisc player.
Actually, I'd feel more if you blew up a LaserDisc player.
Laser dick?
Laser disc player.
Oh.
Got a little dry mouth going. Couldn't quite get that S out. I'd also cry, though, if it was a laser dick player.
Let's do something. Did you read that story in the study about cats?
Okay.
I thought that was odd that they would test different sounds on cats and see what calms them down. Because aren't most cats just kind of there?
Yeah, it all depends.
To me, cats, if they were people, they would be like Dennis Miller. Just too cool for the room.
Sometimes they are. In my household, there's so much noise and crap going on that they're used to it. You could, one of my cats, you could turn the vacuum cleaner on right next to him and he would just go, and just walk off.
Yeah, the Roomba sweeper that I've got.
Mm-hmm.
After a while, you know, the dogs would lick at it until Twiggy got her tongue caught in it once. But now they don't even move. If they're laying on the floor, they know it's going to go around them.
They're spoiled.
So what is the story? Why did they do this story on cats?
A new study out of the University of Lisbon in Portugal found that the music you play can really affect your cat enough to stress it out and maybe even give it health problems. Researchers, when they played Thunderstruck by AC/DC, the cats showed the most signs of stress, like fast breathing and dilated pupils. The opposite effect happened when they played nice classical music, such as Adagio for Strings by Samuel Barber. That completely calmed them down. Their reaction to a pop song, Torn by Natalie Imbruglia, was just somewhere in the middle.
So something like...
That should be calming.
You're my little kitty cat. You're papa's el gato.
Researchers say it could be useful for veterinary clinics who want to calm cats down during surgery, or just calm down in general, or for people who have new cats with behavior problems.
Hmm. I got another song that would help. Play this at the vet. I hope somebody's riding in their car right now with a cat. Do I?
They can just make cats. You want to see a room full of cats climb a wall? Woohoo! That'd do it.
Why don't you take this home tonight, Chloe, and try it on your cat?
Yeah, on the new cat, yeah, she'd probably wig out.
Couldn't really think of anything else that wigs cats out.
Other cats making the war sound, or the I'm going to attack you sound.
Yeah. The warble. Yeah.
Yeah. Cat to cat, that does not always, you know, it's not like they're about to team up.
Mm-mm.
That.
Yeah. That one is a good one, too, because the warble, like, lasts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, here it is.
Try to get them wound up.
God, that and some catnip? Oh, hell.
I love listening to pissed off cats. I don't like being with them.
No.
Because the only time that happens to at least just Dan and me and Alfie is during the pictures with Santa Claus where we play Santa Claus. Chloe has cats. Let's put a bow around this cat's neck because cats dig that. And the cat starts. Johnny. The cat's not digging that business. Oh, it'll only take a second. Hold it.
I'm not holding that cat.
Now, in Santa suit, you not hold cat. Cat hold you.
And cats don't dig beards.
No. They dig into them.
If you put your beard on good for the Santa thing, that cat starts crawling up that beard, forget about getting away from it.
No, you're not. The only thing you can really do is seal your eyes as tightly as possible.
And when they grabbed onto your leg, that's why I started wearing jeans at the Santa thing underneath my Santa pants. Because the Santa pants were like almost nothing, really thin. And once they grab on, there ain't nothing to pull that cat off.
Nope.
Mm-mm. You have to call the fire department.
Yeah, it's like little kitty grappling hooks just dug into your thigh. And they never seem to dig into that, you know, less sensitive outer part of your thigh. No, it's on the inner part of your thigh where it's good and tender.
Police and fire emergency 911. What's your emergency?
I got a cat on my leg. Send the jaws of life. Or just a cop that hates cats. And to make it worse, they want the cat to look at the camera. And you're trying to focus. You don't want to look down at the cat. You want to look at the camera because you don't want to blow the shot. You want one picture. That's it. Get them out.
Right.
So they put a feather on the end of a long stick and wave it in front of the cat's face to get it to look at the camera. Kiki.
There's only one thing that cat cares about. Going up.
Yes.
It wants to go up.
And the closest place to go up, your face.
Oh, when they get on your chest, Damn it. And you're Santa Claus and you don't want to go, damn it, in front of the kids.
And every cat owner go, oh, he's okay. He's fine.
He likes people.
What you did? Look at this.
He likes you so much, he don't want to leave.
Alfie says line one.
Yes, Lorraine?
Yes, y'all are wigging my dogs out with the cat noises. I have six dogs sitting here looking for something to attack on the wall with their heads corkscrewed, going around in circles and their ears perked up, and they are freaking out. So y'all are doing a good job with the cat impressions. I wish I could get a picture of them because they're very concerned. There's a cat in the house.
Yeah. Hey, you're probably going to want to call me back in about 3 minutes.
Oh, okay. No.
Oh, God. I'm so glad I don't listen to us at home.
I feel bad for my mom right now.
Why, does your mom bark at the door?
We'll be back to
must
the
be hereditary.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to bed. I mean, we'll be back. 3:42, first check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ Eagle. Traffic brought to you by Longhorn Harley-Davidson. Let's get started off in Dallas, northbound on the tollway right at Arapahoe. Got an accident there blocking the left lane. Traffic goes back to 635. Also in Dallas, northbound Loop 12 won't walk between Singleton and Shady Grove. Road construction there has the two right lanes shut down. Traffic there is backed up back from I-30. Moving to Lancaster, northbound I-35, right at Parkerville Road. Got an accident blocking the two right lanes. Traffic is pretty much backed up back from the Ellis County line. Into Sunnyvale, eastbound Highway 80 between Collins Road and Lawson. There's some road construction going on in the area. Traffic's jacked up through there. Finally in Coppell, northbound 121 between Freeport Parkway and Coppell Road. Road construction there has the left lane shut down. Traffic is jacked up back from Grapevine Mills Boulevard. Subscribe to the Russ Martin Show audio and video archives at russmartin.fm. All proceeds benefit the RMS Listeners Foundation. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagle's Black Thunder.
From the Staples Weather Center, Eagle Weather brought to you by Three Forks tonight. Scattered storms are possible later on with a low of 66. Then tomorrow, cloudy. Slight chance of rain still with a high of 81. Right now, 84. And 97 won the Eagle.
This is retired Captain Mark Howard from the Dallas County Sheriff's Department. The Russ Martin Listeners Foundation supports the families of Dallas, Fort Worth firefighters and peace officers who have selflessly fallen in the line of duty. To donate, go to russmartin.com. Don't just donate, donate now.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Kenzie, that gift bag, I forget who that's from. Who was the lady that dropped off the big bag full of gifts for all of us? Mine had some dog stuff in it.
I don't know.
What's in the bag? What'd you get?
I got a, I think I need the bleep.
Well, hold it up. That's a voodoo doll.
Well.
What'd you think it was?
Well, there's a name of it on there.
Yeah.
You can say it.
I can?
If it's the same as mine.
A damn it doll?
You've heard me say damn it.
Well, I know, but I second guess myself.
And we'd rather you second guess yourself with any swears.
Thank you.
Where'd you get that Eagle t-shirt?
Alfie?
Excuse me. Hey, Alfie?
Yes?
Where'd you steal that?
I stole it from the prize closet about a year ago or so.
Are we out?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I have a large one, too, if anyone wants one.
Yeah, I think we got like 12.
Great. We're getting t-shirts from Kenzie now.
Lowest of the low, right?
Alfie, is this BB gun loaded?
The BB gun has a fresh CO2 cartridge, and the magazine is loaded.
All right. Can you switch to the Kimry? Kenzie, can you switch to the camera with the little houses?
Got it.
Okay. Let's see. Let me put on my glasses. If I were you guys, I would turn away because this may ricochet.
Yeah, I'm going to go over here.
You check and see if I hit it?
Yep. Which one were you aiming?
One on the far left. Nothing?
No, I don't see anything.
Then I must get closer.
Anything?
I'll be damned.
Is it tough?
Well, I get closer than that.
Woo!
It doesn't even chip it.
Really? Are you missing?
I didn't miss at 2 inches.
May I?
Oh, sure.
You think you're a better shot?
I'm not saying I'm better. I just want to see the damage.
Did it break?
Not a chance. That's a tough sucker.
I saw it move like a little bit.
All right. I got another idea. I'm going to have to take my headphones off. Dan, take that camera that's right there.
Yep.
Aim it down towards the floor.
Right.
Got a shot.
Not yet. Hang on.
Got it?
Yep.
Holy crap!
That was a 30-pound dumbbell.
What the freak are these things made out of?
And I doubt that a pellet gun is going to do any different.
No. Yeah, that barely with the dumbbell, it took off. It's like a little house. It took off like the front siding on the house, like on the roof. It just a chip. That was it. I mean, it's a good chip, but still, on a 3-story house, it barely took out the attic.
I think a 30-pound dumbbell would have done something.
Yeah.
All right. I guess we're going to have to step up to C4.
I guess we're no other choice. I mean, we're out of TNT.
And all of these are really sturdy.
What is that, the horse-drawn carriage?
Yeah, it's a horse-drawn carriage with the firemen.
Ah.
I probably shouldn't mess with them. So that's what an antique lazy boy looks like. Okay, pellet gun's out. It's either I hit one with a 38 or we wait.
I'm now afraid of what these things may do to a 38.
Okay.
First
of all, I'm not giving up.
I'm not saying you should.
There's got to be something in engineering.
I just called them to see if they had a sledge or a mini sledge. They don't have anything like that.
I bet they have something. Because, see, they don't think in terms like we do. Do you have anything that we could smash houses with? No.
We have plenty of things to build a transmitter. Yeah, because they're in the business of building. We're not.
You know, what we're probably going to have to do is drill holes in those houses and then put in some of that termite?
Tannerite?
Yeah, tannerite.
Mm-hmm.
And then pop it.
Yeah.
That would definitely help things along.
And you can't really do anything with it in the microwave because they're ceramic.
Right. Those things are forged.
That bitch.
It's not her fault. It's Dillard's, where they apparently bought most of them. And the one that we were trying to destroy just now, the governor's mansion, made in China. The good part.
The good part of China?
Apparently.
All right. I wonder if that chicks haven't still having problems with their dogs. She said, you got to stop it with the cat noise.
Because the cat noise is bad enough, but once you throw into pounding on the door and the doorbell ringing, mm-mm.
Who is it? Who is it? See squirrels? See squirrels? Go outside? Go outside? What is this one? Yeah, that's not going to do anything. I miss having a screen door in the studio.
That was fun.
Nobody believed it.
No.
So yeah. At CBS, when we...
That was the second most asked question.
Mm-hmm. We had our broadcast studio, and then my office was adjacent to the studio. So we just had some contractors come in, cut an opening, put a door in, and then put a screen door in.
Yep.
And on your side, didn't you have like siding?
Yeah.
And then there were...
wood paneling.
Yeah.
In case we wanted to take pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's nothing like a good picture with that really bright paneling flash behind you.
That's right. Yeah, because that's what it was. Because
white glamour shots.
Mm-hmm. The Russ's office, Kenzie, was basically turned into sort of the outside of the studio. So you had it was kind of like a front door, with a screen door, and then the siding next to it. We had a bug zapper as well.
Awesome. Yeah, if you looked from my office towards the studio, it looked like the front of somebody's house. Because we had a porch light put on there. Bug zapper, doorbell, screen door.
That is so cool. I wish y'all have pictures. I want to see this.
I'm sure we do. And eventually we just knocked the entire wall down.
Yeah.
And made it one big studio.
That's cool. Do you have fake grass too?
Nah, the carpet over there was cheap enough.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You got audio?
I do.
Okay.
Last night, do you want something short or, well, it's all technically short. Last night was the Bieber roast on Comedy Central. I watched very little of it, but what I pulled, I saw some of. So cut number 5. This is Jeff Ross, who's the Roastmaster General, laying into the Bieber.
Normally he's the worst one.
Normally he is. That's why I pulled him.
What's your rap name? Feminem? Selena Gomez wanted to be here, but she's dating men now. Is it true you dumped her because she grew a mustache before you? Now there were rumors going around you might have been dating Kendall Jenner. Hi, Kendall. How you doing, doll? What dating site did you two meet on? Okay, stupid. Anyway, Biebs, you have such a huge career behind you. But lately, a lot of people have been pointing their fingers at you. And those are just lesbians showing the barber how they want their hair cut.
These are nowhere near as bad as some of the other roasts.
No, and it's one of those where...
Stephen Colbert tore Chevy Chase apart.
That's because while some of this stuff is obviously meant to get at Bieber... A lot of these jokes, Bieber's probably, heard to a certain extent. A lot of us have heard because when Chevy Chase's was going on, a lot of these things you can see on social media. Whereas Chevy Chase's, I don't really think you did. That and they really, a lot of the roasters, genuinely hated Chevy Chase.
Do you have more clips from Bieber?
Yeah. Also, you have this one part I did see. This was Shaquille O'Neal did a surprisingly good job. Cut 6.
Snoop made a reggae album. If you're a rap fan, you may not have it. But if you're a reggae fan, I know you don't have it. Justin, as a father of 6, you got to straighten up, son. You know, last year you were ranked the 5th most hated person of all time. Kim Jong-un didn't even score that low. And he uses your music to torture people. But thanks to that music, Justin is worth over $200 million. And in prison, 4 packs of Cools. Justin got a tattoo of Jesus on his calf. Why you gotta bring Jesus in your mess? That man has suffered enough.
Is he really worth $200 million?
Yes.
And I wonder why he picked his calf for Jesus.
I don't know. Anyone that's got a lot of tattoos, they have varying reasons for where they get their tattoo and what it's
of. If I was going to get Jesus, I would probably get it on my arm.
Well, maybe he wants Jesus, you know, just always watching his six.
His six?
Watching behind him.
Oh.
So while Justin's looking forward, Jesus has his back.
Well, then you get Jesus tattooed on the back.
Well, I guess we should wear shorts a lot. I don't know. Also, of course, at the end of the roast, the person that's being roasted gets in on the fun. Cut 7 is Justin getting back at some of those who took runs at him.
I've been driving recklessly, getting arrested, smoking weed, abandoning monkeys, and urinating publicly. But my biggest regret is plowing my Maserati into Jeff Ross's Saturn in the parking lot, man. And I feel really bad because I don't know where you're going to sleep tonight, man.
Wow.
Look, I'm new to comedy, but here's a joke, all right? What do you get when you give a teenager $200 million? A bunch of has-beens calling you a lesbian for 2 hours.
He was... I don't even have to finish the sentence. He was pounding them harder than they pounded him.
Mm-hmm. Now, granted, some of those, because you have to keep in mind, he didn't write this.
I got it.
The person that writes most of these, when the roasted person goes on, when the roastee goes up to get their say, the person that's written most of that is actually Jeff Ross.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
You're talking about the roastee. Jeff will write lines for him.
Yes.
Now, because I know Jeff Ross didn't write any of Gilbert Gottfried's stuff when he was roasting Lisa Lampanelli.
No. If you're a comedian, you're pretty much expected to bring your own material to roast the roastee.
That was good.
But as the celebrity who's like Justin Bieber, Biebs ain't going to come up with the Maserati Saturn joke and then tag it with where you going to sleep tonight, Jeff.
All right. I'm playing. Kevin, you were awesome tonight. I have huge respect for Kevin Hart. Kevin loves seeing himself on the big screen. And for him, that's an iPad mini. Sorry. Kevin is so short, he calls Lil Wayne, Wayne. And Jeff Ross, thanks for being here, man. Jeff, you look like the emoji you send when you want to tell someone you have food poisoning.
What I've noticed with a lot of the roasts is that it seems that the panelists, the people that are just sitting up there or also going up to do roasting, they get hit just as hard, if not harder, than the person that they're supposed to be roasting. And then finally, at the end, cut 8, Justin finished up with some contrition.
Before I go, I want to thank everyone for tonight. This roast was a dream of mine. I especially want to thank all my fans, the dais, and everyone watching at home. I turned a lot of people off over the past few years, but I know I can still turn out good music and turn everything all around. There was really no preparing me for this life. I was thrown into this at 12 years old and didn't really know what I was getting myself into. There's been moments I'm really proud of and a lot of moments I look back and I'm pretty disappointed in myself for. But the things that I've done really don't define who I am. I'm a kind-hearted person who loves people, and through it all I lost some of my best qualities. For that, I'm sorry. But what I can say is I'm looking forward to being someone that you guys can all look at and be proud of. Someone you can smile at and see some of yourself in. Someone close to me once said, it's how you rise from a fall that truly defines you as a man. I'm excited for that challenge. And I want to say thank you so much for taking this journey with me. And I'm excited for you to see what's next. Thank you, God, for your grace and for never giving up on me.
What a dick.
Why?
Because it came off as sincere. Yeah, I was an idiot. I know I was an idiot. I'm going to try not to be an idiot anymore.
Well, give it time.
I'm going to be a man you can look up to. Well, first of all, you're going to have a sex change. Maybe you could take the parts that Bruce Jenner gets cut off.
Boom, roasted.
All right, we'll be back
to the Russ Martin Show.
miss a moment, even in the AM. The Russ Martin Show. Weekday mornings, 7 to 11 on Talk Radio 1190.
407. This is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Alfie Coy's and the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by ReverseLitter.com. A whole lot going on. Here's the very worst of it. Let's start off in Dallas. Let's go westbound I-30 just after Westmoreland. Got an accident there. Traffic's backed up back from Hampton Road. Also in Dallas, northbound on the toll, right at Arapahoe. Got an accident blocking the left lane. Traffic there is backed up back from 635. Still in Dallas, northbound 75 just after Walnut Hill. Got an accident blocking the right shoulder. Traffic there is backed up back from Mockingbird. Into Lancaster, northbound I-35, right at Parkerville. Got an accident blocking the two right lanes. Traffic there is backed up pretty much back from the Ellis County line. And finally, in Garland, eastbound 635, right at Garland Road. Got an accident blocking the left lane. Traffic there is backed up in the area. Join Clo tonight starting at 8:30 at the Hard Rock Cafe in Dallas. He'll be hosting Hard Rock Rising. Support local music and cheer on your favorite local bands. Details are online at KEGL.com. I'm Alfie Coy and the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Elephant Insurance. Tonight, scattered storms possible with a low of 66. Then tomorrow, cloudy, a chance of more rain, and a high of 81. Right now, 84. The 97.1, the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
KEGL, the Eagle. For a f***ing reason, the Russ Martin Show, only on the Eagle.
You're right. Alfie plays that up when he does the one.
I missed that one. Is it as normal lately that he's been doing? Or
well, the new camera I put in there is a little more of a wide angle to it. Mm-hmm. So when he sticks his finger right in the middle of it, it looks huge.
Oh, okay.
But I'm actually going to take the entire song and cut up a video like ABC did in the 70s, mm-hmm. but use our listeners since they made us number one.
That's right, they did.
Mm-hmm. Police officer stopped by today. We got him to do one. I could ask listeners to shoot it themselves, but you know what we're going to get.
Ooh. I'd be curious.
I know.
might be awesome.
It might be awful. Sure. I'm going to lean towards awful, but there could be a few gems.
Well, I guess I could put something on the website of, all right, if you want to be in this video,
mm-hmm.
you either use a 1080p phone.
Yep.
Aren't most of the new ones 1080? They shoot.
I think so.
My older iPhone 4 shoots 720.
Uh-huh.
So turn it sideways, and all it needs to be is about 5 seconds. Just one.
Holding up a finger.
That's it. Maybe do it near a landmark.
Mm-hmm.
Do it with a police officer, a firefighter.
Do it somehow where you would stand out from all the others.
What do I do again?
All right, I got a good one. Hey, Leon, take a picture of me and this horse.
I got you number one.
Yeah.
I'd prefer if they shot it on a camcorder because 5 seconds of, HD video. It's not going to be that big. They could send it in.
I think the response would be much smaller.
Well, then I'll just shoot it all myself.
If you just open it up to phone video of a certain quality, then...
People got still got... Excuse me. Nope, still going to be wet. People still own camcorders.
Do they? You do. You've got like 20 of them.
Well, I'm using them mostly up here.
But you have them, and you're skewing whatever average there might be. If you want to take a quick poll of us?
Do you have one?
Nope.
Clo.
Several, actually.
HD?
Actually, no.
Your GoPro is.
The GoPro, and then 720 is another one that I have that's...
Yeah, you can use your GoPro. Plenty of people have those.
Mm-hmm.
Kenzie?
Nope.
A cam what?
Exactly.
My mom used to have one when I was like two.
Mm-hmm. I've heard of them. I saw them one time on a field trip at the museum.
I have my fancy cam, my Canon, like, photography camera, but...
Yeah, that's still...
It shoots 1020, though, HD.
1020, huh?
Wait.
On a still phone?
Man, that's crisp.
Does the phone also... the camera also shoot video?
Yeah. Shoots video and takes... It shoots HD video.
There are cameras that take stills and video.
That I was not aware. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. The Canon Rebel?
Okay. And your shirt shoots video.
I'm 110,000% positive.
All right, maybe I'm wrong. I guess everyone does have a camcorder. I'm the oddball. I just don't ever see anyone using them. It's everyone on their phone doing it.
Well, the reason's obvious. Alfie, you got a camcorder?
I have a couple.
Of course he does.
And they probably all have those extra long lenses.
Oh, yeah, like 20, 22, 40 times zoom, yeah.
He's even got one that's actually decked out that's covered in brush.
Night vision.
Mm-hmm.
With a matching hat.
Yep.
Standing outside chicks' windows.
Mm-hmm. His camera's got a ghillie suit.
To get him to look out the window.
Uh-huh. Oh, I hear a helpless bird. Let me go to the window without my clothes to see what is the matter.
There's a man out there wearing a tree hat. All right, then I'll have to do most of it myself.
I think you can
just trying to get the listeners in on it since they made us number one.
Mm-hmm. Open it up to them, and then if there's ones that we can use, we can use. If not, then we can't.
But I also like depth of field shots to where you take the camcorder a good distance away and zoom in. That way everything behind you is blurry.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody knows how to do that.
I do.
Do you really?
Uh-huh. They taught us in school.
What school?
My TV production class.
You took TV production?
Yeah, it's required for my major.
Which is what?
Broadcast journalism.
What is that reaction?
What are you going to do with that degree?
Well, it's radio.
Not interested in television?
No, not really. But it was required, so I had to do it.
You know, I could probably talk them into hiring you full time up here. And you can just quit school.
Can I finish school first? I'm almost there.
I think that's a question your mom asks all the time. Can you finish school?
Can you?
I only took one semester off. I have been in school since I was, from preschool till now, I've been in school.
So
you are truly different from so many people.
Yeah.
How long were you in preschool? Up to like 18?
It's actually not a bad strategy because you can't get held back if there's nowhere to go back to.
And you don't have to worry about being bullied because you're, how tall are you? 5'9"?
Yeah.
5'9", running around with kids that are like 2 feet tall.
Mm-hmm.
And five,
I'm going to beat you up and take away all your old Roy. All right, I'll get Jacob or whoever's in charge of the website now to post something with instructions. If you want examples, all you have to do is go to YouTube and type in 1977 ABC, still the one.
Got it.
As many instructions as you give them, I can guarantee you're still going to get at least a couple with the camera vertical.
A couple? It's going to be more than that.
Yeah, I'm just curious to see. I just want to see some of these things. Leo!
There's got to be somebody out of the hundreds of thousands of people that listen. There's got to be a few monkeys that are talented.
Yes.
But the problem with that song is I think the entire song is about 3 minutes long. And that's a lot of quick edits because most of the edits are maybe 1-2 seconds long. This ain't going to happen.
That's why I say...
Maybe if I offer some money.
Why?
We should share in the ratings with the listeners.
Say it.
I said listeners.
Say it like you mean it.
Of all the souls that I've encountered in my travels, our listeners are the most human.
Now, was that so hard?
It wouldn't be hard if then I could put them in some type of rocket casket and shoot them out of a spaceship.
Onto the Genesis planet?
Yep. Well, that's a line from Star Trek, yeah. Wrath of Khan, when Spock dies. They actually mentioned that one of the Seinfeld episodes. They were talking about, yeah, I just saw Wrath of Khan, Spock dies. That was horrible. And then they shot him out of the Enterprise in this great big sunglass case.
It's true.
I'm drinking. Somebody say something.
Okay. I think you can do it. You just post the instructions like you said. You're still going to get some duds, but that's to be expected. And then you pick and choose ones that we want.
And Dad, just do it around landmarks around North Texas.
Yeah.
Get one, screwing one of the horses over in
Las Colinas.
Las Colinas, whatever that square is called.
Yeah, the statue. Mustang.
William Square.
Yeah. Where Jesse James Dupree and I went one night. Hey, man, I want to see those horses. 10, 11 o'clock at night. People walking around. Not that many people. Holding hands.
Romantic evenings.
About to propose.
Hey, Ross! Take a picture of me and his horse!
Maybe I'll just close this and we'll do this later.
And for whatever reason, they didn't have the water running at the time. Is there water?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The water wasn't running at the time, so Jesse was screwing all the horses.
Oh, so it was nice and quiet.
Yeah, everything.
Yeah.
All that sound just traveling.
Hey, Russ! Him! Take a picture of me f***ing his horse, too!
When's he coming back to town?
Yeah, I want to hang out.
You like Jackal?
Yes, I love Jackal.
Russ needs to hang out, too.
I know. I want to hang out with both of them.
Yeah. You didn't hang out with me Sunday before last. We were supposed to watch shows together.
I know. I realized that I don't have my car.
What happened to your car?
It's in the shop, remember?
Remember, she has to walk home from school?
No, I do. I just want to hear her say it again.
No.
What happened to your car?
What'd you run into? You know what you ran into, just say it.
No, I don't, actually.
A log?
No, because it was partly, it was from, remember the other wreck I had?
No.
The previous one?
Mm-mm.
Okay, there was two wrecks. Mm-hmm. Only two. Previous one did damage, and then it was fine, and then they didn't fix something properly or something, and so the second time was partly due to that, and it kind of just...
Where is the car now?
It's getting painted.
Oh. Because actually, I think Lincoln Tech would do it for you.
Yeah.
Oh, it's too late now. That would have been awesome.
No, that's fine. There will be future times.
True.
You see that big check on the wall?
Yes, I do.
They brought that up yesterday.
That's awesome.
I was supposed to go out to the appearance on Saturday, and I didn't feel like it.
It was cool.
Oh, you went?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you can do that, but you can't come watch TV with me on Sunday while I grieve.
It was so oh, no.
Then they have to come in, and I guess the check was going to be a surprise. And because I didn't show up Saturday, they came in yesterday. And I can't finish the sentence. Dan, tell her the story.
They came in, Lincoln Tech came in with the check for the foundation and then told Russ that they were donating it to the foundation, $10,000, not only because it's a phenomenal cause that they support wholeheartedly, but also because they wanted to donate it in Rocco's memory.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. Okay, that's awesome.
And Russ cried for about 5 minutes.
Totally understandable. I think anybody would.
He's giving you the one.
That's you, Dan.
Oh, why me? Why is that my fault? I didn't do it.
You guys were probably privy that they were coming out.
Well, I knew that they were going to be in the building. I didn't know that they were going to donate $10,000 in your name in Rocco's memory.
That's so awesome.
But they work on cars. They train. It's kind of... This is not meant to be demeaning, but it's kind of like getting your teeth done at a dental college.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Or getting a massage at a massage school. They need practice.
Oh.
You know what we could get them to do?
Okay.
I know either D&M or Jordan's Towing can get us a car that nobody's claimed.
Mm-hmm.
And we can give it away at the white trash party. Because we did this like at our second white trash party. Freeman Toyota gave me a Tercel, and I painted the Trans Am Screaming Chicken on the hood. I did a good job.
It was cool. I thought that it had some sort of artist come in, but that was badass.
No, it was just Russ.
And a decal company came out and put Trans Tercel on the side.
Oh, God.
Put a big spoiler on the back.
Mm.
Fake hood scoop.
God.
You should paint a car for me. I desperately need one.
You got a car that's getting painted.
Yeah, but it's falling apart.
Well,
whose fault is that?
Not mine.
Whose do you think it is?
The signs. And the curbs.
Signs?
And other people I ran into.
The log's fault.
Things, objects, curbs, people, hydrants, trees, trunks, immovable objects.
Creatures.
That building that was over there.
I swear to God, that building's on wheels.
I swear I thought that tree was flying.
This is my favorite story from Captain Howard. It's a motorcycle chase, I guess the Dallas County Sheriff's Department chasing the guy on a motorcycle. He goes off into a field.
It was on I-20.
And the Captain Howard said, immediately this tree just popped up out of the ground and he hit it.
I think that's how we got introduced. That was right after we were introduced to Captain Howard.
Yeah, how do we originally meet him?
I don't recall, but that was right after I think he had called in or something, and then we were watching that news story and said, hey, we know him. Hey, that's funny.
Tree popped up. Okay. Go to news. Mm-hmm. You got more audio?
Yeah, I got a quick one.
You got a quick what?
A piece of audio.
All right. Give it to me.
Cut 9. A YouTuber named Banjo Guy Ollie covered Metallica's Enter Sandman.
What, do these people think that's cool?
I don't know. They just do it.
You got like Hayseed. Yeah, Hayseed Dixie.
Yep.
That redid a bunch of AC/DC songs. I don't want to hear that. I don't even want to hear it at a white trash party. Who's really going to buy it?
Well, here it's not even necessarily buying it. It's just, hey, look at this.
Who's playing drums?
I don't know.
The Darling family? From the Andy Griffith Show?
Yeah, it was them, yes. Pulled them, he dug them up.
What? Hey, Alpie, did you contact anybody from Sawyer Brown, see if they want to come on?
No, I have not. Though, if you want,
well, they're going to be playing at Rockwall, so they can't be too cocky.
Yeah, I don't think they should be big-timing anybody.
You want the whole band in here?
Yeah, I want them to play 6 days on the road. What?
In the band, like 10 people?
Well, we've got 5 mics in here. There's 3 mics in your studio. Or we've got that music lounge, the end of the hall, whatever they call it now.
Mm-hmm. The Mazda music lounge.
DFW Acura.
My bad. Did not get that memo.
That's all right. Acura's run better. And it's also a name that Rodney can't pronounce. Rodney Anderson. What do you drive? Acura. Because we could set our cameras up down there.
Yeah.
Video stream it live. I don't know. If they do anything else, it's any good. I just accidentally found the 6 days on the road when I was looking for bumpers to piss off Don Davis.
Yeah, they do. There's a song called Some Girls Do, which is really good. And The Race Is On is their other hit.
That's another cover. I think that was George Jones.
Yep.
And The Race Is On and The Heartaches. Dead.
Sawyer Brown's version's much better.
I must listen to that. Maybe we'll listen to that. Damn it! The whole white trash party may be country-ass music. And Kenzie is still adamant. I know we're late, Chloe. I want to play drums on one of the songs. We don't know any 30-second songs.
I'm being serious, actually, for once. I want to play the drums, too.
If you really want to play the drums, either practice at home. I'll give you one of the tracks. I don't think I've got complete tracks of the band playing.
I can YouTube it. YouTube
you can YouTube. I'm our band.
Oh.
I'm looking on the wrong flash drive. Give me a second. Or you can bring your drums back up here, but you're going to have to stay after the show and practice.
Okay. I said okay.
You said okay a lot.
Well, I mean, I it's going to be better if I can practice like with you on weekends just because of homework and school.
You blow me off on the weekends. Oh, but you got time to go hang out at Lincoln Tech.
That was the whole of next week. Wait, that was...
That was last Saturday.
Last weekend.
Yeah.
We had plans to hang out the weekend before.
Right, and you said you canceled on me on that Sunday, so what about this Sunday? And then you never said anything.
No, I didn't get that.
Yes, you did. I got the text. You want to read the text? Hook her up
to
the...
Wait, I said that or you said that?
You said that. Hook her up to the 10th unit.
Oh, did I?
Because if it's on the text on here, we're going to light you up.
I'm not saying that I didn't say that.
Okay, you did.
I'm not saying I didn't.
Hey, Russ.
Let's shoot for next weekend.
I forgot. I'm not going to be able to hang out tomorrow, but can we shoot for next Sunday?
And you called me a skank, so I assume that was a no.
There is no skank.
Boom.
There is no skank on these texts.
Oh, whatever. It's right here.
Dan.
Yep.
Right here.
Yep.
See that?
Yeah. Hey,
right.
Yeah, there's nothing back from you.
And then another one from Kenzie.
Yeah.
And then a bunch of texts about Rocco dying and Chloe telling her, do not call him, do not text him. And then she texts me over and over again.
I did not text you over and over again.
I'm sorry. I don't mean this as ugly as it's going to sound. You lying bitch.
But I didn't. You responded to me.
I responded to who told you.
And then you responded
because I told
again?
Everybody on the show, I said, don't tell her. And I thought the listeners would understand, don't post anything on Facebook.
Two, three, four. You responded to me four different times. We had a conversation. No, we didn't.
No, I don't converse with you.
Would you like to look at this? Anyone?
I've already shown Dan and Chloe.
There is no skank.
Well, it's on my phone right here.
Well, then it must have come straight from Apple that way.
No.
It's part of their new announcement with the new launch.
And of course I'm going to text you. I care about you.
Didn't Chloe tell you not to?
Yes, but I'm going to text you. I'm sorry.
If you really cared about Russ Kinsey, you would have followed Chloe's orders and not texted.
That is totally, absolutely, very untrue, Alfie.
I don't think so. If you really cared about his emotional well-being, you would have just...
I really hope you're joking right now and not being serious.
Alfie's not joking.
Well, that's the most ridiculous thing
I've ever
heard.
Alfie doesn't joke. Alfie steals, but Alfie doesn't joke.
Well, you didn't tell me you were mad at me.
Well, what am I going to say?
You seemed comforted.
No, I didn't seem comforted. First thing I asked you was, who told you?
But then
you couldn't understand. Obviously, you don't get the intonation in the text of who told you, but it was more of, who told you?
But then your other texts were normal.
Maybe this is why. Maybe the two of you just need to FaceTime from now on.
If I love and care about someone and I found out that something tragic just happened to them, I'm going to shoot them a very simple text. It's not going to be a big, long, oh, I'm so sorry. I can't imagine how you feel. No, it was, I love you. You need anything, you call me. It was simple. It was short. It was to the point.
And it was followed up by like 1,000 other words.
That's what you do when you care about someone.
Chloe told me not to text you, but I was bawling and did it anyway because I love and care about you. I kind of forced it out of Chloe, but the post on Facebook... That's how I found out.
That was me responding to your question.
Of who told you?
You care someone, you don't just not text them. You talk to them. That's how I was raised. So if that means I don't care about Russ, then that's...
You were also raised really to eat dog food, so that there's not really any... no slam on your family, but you ate dog food.
This is true.
Sober.
Sober.
And you fell for it.
Adult food.
This is crunchy. Does this old Roy guy make anything chewy? Did your dad talk you to eat any other type of dog food?
No.
You only fell for it once?
Only once.
Bullshit.
Now, he was really good at the whole faking it thing, you know?
Did he ever trick you into eating bacon strips, told you it was breakfast?
No, I'm trying to think.
Eat anything out of the cat box?
No.
look at Daddy. Look at all these tasty treats.
Uh-huh. Sugar-coated chocolate.
Chico sticks.
Yeah, the dogs love them.
Although he did one time pretend to pick up dog...
poo.
Yeah, and... He picked it up, but he had a Tootsie Roll hidden in his palm. So he picked it up and went like that, and I totally thought he did it. He was the master.
Took a bite of it.
Mm-hmm. That was really funny.
And did
no, you? No, I did not. I ran away screaming.
Well, Daddy ate it. Look at our... Look, it's like a buffet of food in the backyard. I don't even know why we go out to eat.
Grab your fork and come on.
I know. Who knew that we had our own sizzler right here in the backyard?
I wonder what these white ones are. Those for Easter? You know when dog turns
yeah,
white?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. Unfortunately. From stepbrothers.
Your stepbrothers turned white?
No, from the movie Step Brothers.
She left him outside too long.
We're 10 minutes late, aren't we?
Yes.
I met with the new GM today, Brian or Charlie or whatever the hell his name is.
Charlie.
He loves us, so.
Excellent.
I'm not worried about it.
Okay.
I forgot his name, though, when he walked up. He went, hey, what are you doing? I went, because I hadn't seen him. I met him once here in the studio.
That was like a month ago.
And I went, okay, is that Bob Pittman?
He looks nothing like Pittman.
I don't think I know what Pittman looks like.
Older than Charlie.
Pittman has kind of a Dr. Thornton-ish kind of look.
Okay. Anyway, I didn't realize who it was at first. He goes, hey, what are you doing? I went, yeah, who are you?
You did not say that.
I'm standing Please? Outside your office.
I wasn't paying attention. No. I tune a lot out in that room.
He came back and he said, any particular day that's good to come and drink with you guys on the air? I went, Charlie!
Nice.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
Yeah. Another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by H&R Block. Let's start off in Dallas. Northbound on the Tully, right at Arapahoe, got an accident blocking the left lane. Traffic there is backed up. Back from 635. Let's move into Garland. Southbound 635, right at Garland Road, got an accident blocking the left lane. Traffic's backed up. Back from Royal Miller. Into Mesquite, southbound 635, just before 30, got an accident blocking the left lane. Traffic there is backed up. Back from Northwest Highway. Into Denton now. Southbound I-35E, right near Post Oak, got a stalled vehicle blocking the right lane. Traffic there is backed up. Back from Teasley. And finally in Fort Worth, northbound 35W, just before Meacham Boulevard, got an accident blocking the left lane. Traffic there is backed up. Back from Northeast 28th Street. Subscribe to the Russ Martin Show audio and video archives at RussMartin.fm. All proceeds benefit the RMS Listeners Foundation. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by ReverseLitter.com. Tonight, some scattered storms are possible. A low of 66. Tomorrow, cloudy. Chance for a little more rain and a high of just 81. Right now, 85. A 97.1, the Eagle.
My bitch better have my money.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
So, bitch better have my money.
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 You have any idea who does that song, Chloe?
No.
Because I was just looking for the sound clip of Antonio Vargas mm-hmm. from...
I'm Gonna Get You, Sucker.
Where he does the...
Add that to your list, Kenzie.
What's it called?
I'm Gonna Get You, Sucker.
Okay.
Not Sucker, Sucker.
So I was looking for that clip of him from the movie, mm-hmm. and then I found out there was a song, Bitch Better Have My Money.
Name of this piece is called My Bitch Better Have My Money. My bitch better have my money. Through rain, sleet, or snow.
It was a Shakespeare.
My hoe better have my money.
I'm telling you, that boy's a genius. Tell it!
Not half, not some, but all my cash. Because if she don't, I'm gonna put my foot dead in her ass.
Gift of the year is...
Do you have the song included on your clip?
The bitch better have my money?
No, the song that the announcer guy sings. At the...
No, what did he sing?
I have it on mine. Because if you know, you always say redundancy is important, so.
All right.
Mine should just be titled, Bitch Better Have My Money.
What's it called again?
I'm gonna Bitch Better Have
sucker?
My Money.
Sucker?
I'm Gonna Get You, Sucker.
Okay.
And, Antonio Vargas, who played Huggy Bear on Starsky and Hutch in the 70s, you're not going to know, he plays a pimp.
The final category is talent. Representing the Big Apple.
Skip what?
You can skip down to the song thing near the end if you want.
Well, I don't know where the song starts.
Okay, well, just go and play it.
Through rain, sleet, or snow.
It was a Shakespeare.
My hoe better have my money.
I'm telling you, that boy's a genius. Tell it!
Not half, not song. But all my cash. Because if she don't, I'm going to put my foot dead in her ass.
The gift of the year is Try Guys.
can't understand the words.
I don't either, but I can't hear.
What? What'd you say?
I can't understand the first half of it either, but you can't understand when he starts singing He's the Pimp of the Year. Something about peers and the Pimp of the Year.
Well, I'd like to be acknowledged by your fellow pimp peers.
That's right.
The song that you played earlier is by AMG. And coincidentally, there's also a brand new Rihanna song called Bitch Better Have My Money.
Say, is it a cover?
I don't think it's a cover.
It's not. I wonder who she's singing to.
I don't know.
What do you got on hold, Alfie?
I got a guy on line two defending Kenzie.
Yes, Josh?
Yeah, hey, I just want to say that I agree with Kenzie on the whole, like, if you love that person, if you really love them, you would text them when they're in a bad mood or whatever. Because I actually had my cousin, he passed away, my best friend. I told, you know, everybody on Facebook, I was like, don't call me, don't text me, whatever. And he actually came to my house. And that was exactly what I needed, was somebody there, you know, to help me through, because I had just lost somebody really important to me. So.
Well, so you did want somebody to come to your house, or you wouldn't have posted it on Facebook?
Well, yeah, that's true. I mean, I guess subconsciously, but if you tell anybody, really, like if you, even when you told Chloe, I think you subconsciously, without knowing, wanted somebody to console you, you know, just to comfort you. But
no, I said, but I told them, nobody tell Kenzie because it's going to upset her.
Oh, well, see, I misunderstood that part.
That's because you're retarded.
No.
Well, anybody sides with you is retarded.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
Sweet.
Josh is retarded. He calls it, isn't that his name?
I think it was.
Yeah. We call him retarded Josh.
Oh, gosh.
RJ for short.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, RJ. That was sweet.
So you texted me because you were feeling down.
Yes.
Well, it's a syndrome.
See, part of me wants to just bypass the knuckles and just come give you a hug.
And we suspected you had it.
Yeah. Well, I don't.
Can we start news now?
It's either that or we start playing the Ubla D song.
I don't get it.
Don't worry, Alfie does.
The what song?
You're talking about Ubla D?
Mm-hmm.
You said Oob.
That's how it's spelled.
What do the Beatles have to do with Kenzie being a mongoloid? And that's a sentence I never thought I would construct.
Yeah.
Theme song, TV show.
Oblige D?
Mm-hmm.
Was it the theme song to the Corky thing?
Yes.
Life Goes On?
Yes.
Oh.
See, you get it.
I don't.
Maybe we change your name from Kenzie to Corky.
Why?
Well, she was saying a few weeks
because
back.
Only because she asked.
Yeah. She was saying that she needed a radio name.
We'll give her one.
Mm-hmm.
All right, 5:53, Dan O'Malley's here with news.
Thank you, Russ. Today is Tuesday, March 31st, 2015. Birthdays today, Kate Micucci turns 35. She is one half of Garfunkel and Oates, the comedic duo. Porn star Tanya Tate is 36. She starred in 214 films, including MILF Invasion, Mom's F Best, and Say Hi to Your Mother For Me. Another porn star, Ashton Moore, is 39. She starred in Barnyard Bondage and Fistful of Musketeers. Regular actor, Ewan McGregor, he turns 44. From AC/DC, Angus Young is 60. Al Gore is 67. Also turning 67 is Rhea Perlman, Carla on Cheers. Gabe Kaplan turns 70. It's Mr. Cotter.
He looks like piss. He was in, Gary Shandling. But they both still look like piss.
Gary Shandling was one of those guys that he got, it's like I didn't see him for just a couple of years in anything, and then I saw him in Iron Man, and I thought, wow, it looks like he ate himself and his family. He just got fat out of nowhere.
And his hair got really thin.
Mm-hmm.
He used to be big and fluffy.
Yes. Luxurious.
Okay.
Other birthdays today, Christopher Walken is 72, Richard Chamberlain, 81, Shirley Jones is 81 as well. And
Brother Partridge Family.
Yes. And William Daniels.
Also, she was in The Music Man.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You know, 76, trombones.
Yes, I'm aware.
I think she was a librarian.
Yes.
Marion. I'm not kidding.
I know.
It's one of the few musicals I like. That, like Grease. That's about it.
Barbara of Seville?
No. Todd?
Well, what? That's actually what I meant.
What?
Oh, Sweeney Todd?
Sweeney Todd.
It's the movie version of...
Where's Seville?
Barber of Seville. I think it's set in Spain.
I'm not going that far to get my hair cut.
I could be wrong.
I like parts of Fiddler on the Roof.
Which parts?
Where the Jewish guy is screaming at God from his roof.
Okay.
Man, that's going to get you struck down.
What about Cop Rock?
It was an ABC show.
Yep.
It's funny. I remember networks, even for shows I didn't watch. Throw out a TV show out of 70s or 80s. I'll tell you the network.
Magnum P.I.
That was CBS.
Okay. Did you watch Hunter?
That was NBC.
Okay. Cagney and Lacey.
CBS.
Hill Street Blues.
NBC.
What was the hospital?
St. Elsewhere?
Yeah, that.
NBC.
Okay.
Mod Squad.
ABC.
Rat Patrol.
CBS. ABC. ABC. I get 90% of these. I don't know why. Especially because
I'm just gonna
my dad loved Rat Patrol. I couldn't stand it.
Knight Rider.
NBC.
Sanford and Son.
NBC.
All in the Family.
CBS.
Actually, I did that one.
Mary Tyler Moore Show.
CBS.
Good Times.
CBS.
Doctari.
ABC.
227.
NBC.
Help me if I get this right. The Dinosaurs.
ABC.
Wow.
That was impressive.
It was a live action family dinosaurs, whatever.
Not the mama.
Yeah. The little baby.
Not the mama.
I couldn't remember that. But...
That's amazing. And sort of related, at least in my mind, Family Matters.
Family Matters. See, back in the 70s and 80s, shows kind of had a texture. I don't know if that means anything or not, but you could kind of watch it and tell what network it was on. Family Matters sounds like an ABC show.
And it was. And if I remember right, it was, I think when the dinosaurs first came on, I think it came on right after Family Matters.
It was part of TGIF.
Yeah. Which also was part of the Full House.
You can pull a whole list of shows from the 70s and 80s, and I bet I get 90% of them right, and the ones I get wrong, we can shock Chloe, because people like it when Chloe gets electrocuted.
This is true. We've seen it in the research.
Mm-hmm.
Electro-Chloe.
I thought she was the one supposed to get shocked.
That's if she lied about something.
I have a heart condition, Chloe.
Yeah, you should come up with one of those, Chloe.
Yeah, that's smart. Kinsey was smart.
Yeah.
Damn. You ain't got nothing wrong with you. You're just cloed.
Okay.
He has a cloe condition.
We didn't really know what to call it because nobody's had it before.
Yay, I got a disease after my name.
Yeah, I'm sure Lou Gehrig was happy about his too.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
5:05. This is KEGL Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Alfie Coy,
and Eagles play Thunder.
Thank you, Russ Eagle. Traffic brought to you by ReverseLitter.com. Starting off in Dallas, northbound on the tollway right at Arapahoe. Got an accident there blocking the right lane. Traffic is backed up. Back from Royal Lane. Also in Garland, southbound 635. Right at Garland Road. Got an accident there. In the clearing stages, traffic's backed up back from Royal Miller. In the Mesquite, southbound 635, just before I-30, got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic's backed up back from Northwest Highway. In Denton, southbound I-35E, right there, Post Oak Drive. Got a stalled vehicle blocking the right lane. Traffic's backed up back from Teasley. Finally, in Fort Worth, northbound 35W, just before Meacham Boulevard. Got an accident there blocking everything but the center lane. Traffic is backed up back from Northeast 28th Street. Join Klo tonight starting at 8:30 at the Hard Rock Cafe in Dallas. He'll be hosting Hard Rock Rising. Come out, support local music, cheer on your favorite local band, say hi to Klo. All the details are online at KEGL.com. I'm Alfie Coy and the Eagles Black Thunder.
From the Staples Weather Center, Eagle Weather brought to you by Bank of Texas tonight. Some scattered storms are possible, a low of 66. Tomorrow, clouds, chance of rain, and a high of 81. Right now, 85. At 97.1, the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
This is Hawkeye from New Country 96.3 KSCS. You know, my friend Russ Martin and the Russ Martin Show Listeners Foundation supports the families of Dallas-Fort Worth firefighters and police officers who have selflessly fallen in the line of duty. And right now, they could use your help. To donate, go to RussMartin.com.
One day, program directors in this market will figure out there is a sense of community, and one radio station can support another one,
yes,
even if it's a different company.
And that's the way it should be.
It doesn't mean you have to promote, KSCS is having their big KSCS country fair, whenever the hell they do that with a bunch of redneck country, damn it, redneck country hanging out. Doesn't mean that. But if Terry Dorsey didn't really have a charity, and I asked Hawkeye, is there something I could promote, throw into his eulogy other than a time check? And he said Terry served in Vietnam, which he very seldom talked about, and he was instrumental in getting the Vietnam Veterans Memorial Fund of Texas, the wall, built in Dallas. And so we promoted that. Doesn't mean that, you know, you just, well, we can't talk about any other station because people should know that there are other stations.
That's the traditional mindset, though. Because if you mention another radio station on your radio station, then that tells the people listening to yours, ooh, maybe I should go check out that other one.
I didn't know that there were more than just this one. I must scan the dial. It's like, when Bo and Jem do their yearly blood drive.
Mm-hmm.
Granted, it's a little self-serving for them because they need it.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't. They only use a few pints apiece.
And then?
And they sell the rest.
Yeah, that's one of those things where we'll mention their blood drive when it's going on, and I'm sure on some level they appreciate it, but they probably get distracted by the fact that we say that they need it. But still, we put it out there.
Bo gets it.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing that Jim doesn't get, Long Jim White, is when we put explosives in the studio.
And I you can't really blame him for that. I certainly don't.
Bo didn't care.
Oh, yeah. He was like, woohoo, bring it, buddy.
Blow me up.
Well, it's time to go.
Well, I don't know. Maybe Jim's got...
I've been radio long enough.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Maybe Jim's got something to live for.
Sunday night into Monday morning, when I was up here late and I didn't realize how late it was.
Mm-hmm.
And I left and I walked by Bo and Jim's office, and the door was open. And one of the cleaning crew left it open. I'll close it. Now Bo's sitting in there.
Yeah.
And I realized it's 3 o'clock. I've been dicking around at the station since, 7. And we just talked about how do you, why mornings? He said, man, you just, you got to TCB it.
Sounds about right.
Yeah. I asked him the same thing before, too. He's like, so, Bo, do you ever get used to this? No. We're back to reading his newspaper. Thanks, Bo.
Yeah.
And if you say copy and paste to Bo, that means get scissors and some glue.
Mm-hmm. Old school.
At his desk, I did not see a computer.
No, I think they've got one in their office, and I think that's mainly for Randy. And then occasionally they'll have a tutorial where Randy will show Bo how to use it.
Look, you can see other things on this than just TV shows.
I think it's even got one of those, I don't know what they're called, but it's like the magnifier things you put across the screen.
Makes it look bigger.
Exactly.
It was just, it was funny. I sat down, we talked for about a half an hour. I said, I went every Friday night, or every Friday when you get off, will they get off at 9 or 10?
10.
10. Every Friday at 10, it's got to be Christmas. Because, you know, Saturday, there ain't going to be no alarm. Sunday, there ain't going to be no alarm. Probably Sunday around noon, you start thinking, I got to set my alarm for tomorrow.
Oh, that's so awful.
And if you've got a job to where you have to set an alarm every day,
yeah,
that means you're waking up too early. Yeah. It's not natural. That's why I couldn't stand mornings. But I wanted back on the air so badly that I gave up a lot of money to get out of my CBS contract and do mornings.
How early did it start?
Normally, I'd stay after the show and write as much as I could for the next day and then just show up around 6.
Oh, okay. That's not...
It still sucked.
Oh, mm-hmm. Because
you had to go. You had to go home and... Yeah. Take a nap after you, you know, stay for a few hours, write stuff for the next day. Go home, take a nap, wake up, do nothing. A few hours later, go back to bed, and then you have the anxiety of, will I wake up on time the next day? Morning, suck, duck.
I thought it was like 3 a.m.
Yes, it was.
Was it 3 a.m.?
That's the time my alarm went off.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but what time did you roll out?
Like 3:30?
Oh.
You stupid mother.
Well, that makes sense.
How is that stupid? I had to have stuff printed out, ready to go.
I had stuff that I prepared the day before.
So did I.
Well, I'm not getting up at 3:30. I would set the alarm for 3:30 in the other part of the house.
Huh. Here I was. I thought I was doing something beneficial to the show. No, that's just stupid on my part.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it'd be fun. I don't know why.
Tell you what. Why don't you try it?
I bet Bo and Jim would love for you to sit in with them one day.
And actually, one day is not even fair, because one day she'll be semi-excited about it.
Yeah, that's true.
There is no excitement about going to bed. And I guess, I don't know what time Bo goes to bed. Jim probably just slips into a trance. But you almost got to go to bed at 9 if you want to get at least 6.
Yeah. And makes it difficult, though, is if you take that nap, now you're sleeping in shifts, and that's bad.
What do you mean?
It's bad
for
you.
Well, you don't get the – your sleep should come in one segment, not in different segments.
Okay.
You may get some REM sleep if you only sleep for 3 or 4 hours, but it's just something about – breaking up the day. Hey, man, you get off at 10. Let's have lunch. I'll be asleep.
Yeah.
You got nothing to do for the rest of the day.
I'll kill you.
Sleep. That's when I finally shut off texting on my phone.
Why?
People would text me like at 10, 11 o'clock at night.
Oh.
And I shut it off, and then Apple changed something to where you can text from an Apple to Apple product. That doesn't cost. Remember, the last person that texted me late at night that pissed me off was Marty the cop. Love him, cop. I think he's a
chief or assistant chief in Sachse.
And
but he took a picture of something and texted it to me. I don't know what it was. Something he saw at Walmart late at night.
Woo!
I called him right then. Went, why the f*** did you think I needed to see that right now? Well, how else was I going to send it? There's email. There's mail. There's you could bring it by. You know I was doing mornings and you text something. Well, I didn't know you'd have your phone on. But why did I have to see it right now? I called AT&T the next day because you can't do it online. They won't let you shut off texting online.
Really?
Oh, there's too much money with texting.
They want to keep you. Yeah.
So you call them. So you want to completely shut it down? I went anything that even has the word text in it, I want it off.
That's funny.
No, it's not.
Well, no, but it kind of is.
It's not funny if you're Marty, because you're thinking, hey, I found something funny. I'm sending it to my buddy.
Oh.
Whoa.
I would freak out.
I'm sorry. Jeez.
Plus, I've got one of those.
Hey, I'm a chief of police. Why is he yelling at me?
I've got one of those Sony dual speaker dockable units that I stick my iPhone on in the middle of the night.
Mm. Charge it.
And if you want to play music or rain, sound effects, or whatever.
Something peaceful.
Right.
Did it come through the speakers?
Yes, the text did.
Oh, boy. Now I understand.
I looked over and went, all right, what the f***?
I know. All of that is Marty's fault.
It is.
If Marty didn't set it up that way. Marty didn't put your phone on.
Why did he have to text me? And then he's got to ask me the question. He's a smart guy. He's a cop.
Yes, he is.
He's gone through a lot of training. He's either assistant chief or chief of police in Sachse.
But he has never done morning radio.
But he's got to know that, hey, I was doing mornings. Don't text me anytime past 10 o'clock. Oh, you got to see this right now. Then he asked a question. Well, how else was I going to send it to you? Well, your first option is don't. The other one is email, regular mail, or bring it by.
He should have showed up at your house.
I'm here.
I know you don't like me to text in the middle of the night, so I just showed up.
Russ, come outside.
He sets off
Russ,
your house alarm.
You wait. Russ. Hey. Plus, I save $20 a month now because I don't have texting.
Oh.
And you get there are plenty of free texting apps now. I think Mark Cuban's Cyber Dust.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a free texting app.
I think you're right.
There's so many.
And Cuban still hasn't come on to promote that, even though we've talked about it. I forget when Sharknado 3 premieres. He plays the president in that.
At this point, he doesn't even need to come on to promote it.
Cuban's in New York right now.
So he's got a phone. He's a billionaire. You know he's got a f***ing phone.
He filled in on Kelly and Michael today, didn't he?
That's the email I got. I didn't know who they were talking about. You're talking about the Regis and Kelly?
Yeah, but now it's Kelly and Michael. She moved up.
Yeah, they just said, hey, Cuban's on with Kelly and Michael. I went, okay, three-way. I don't care. I don't know what you're talking about. I get it now.
Yeah.
But he still gets email. He still gets messages through his phone.
Yes, he does, and that show's only an hour. And it's not exactly, man, you want to talk about a sweet gig? It's that live show. It used to be Regis and Kathy, and then now Kelly, Mike, damn it.
Cuban spent half the show today just shopping for cars, pretty much.
On Regis and Kelly?
Yeah, they had, I guess the New York Auto Show is going on right now, so they had all these fantastic luxury cars all lined up in the studio, and Cuban was hopping in every one of them, testing each one of them out, just kind of feeling the seat.
Hey, how does my Mo Howard haircut look in this one? I don't know. Maybe the fact we've already promoted this Cyber Dust or whatever the thing is called.
Yeah, but even still, he should still call to say, hey, thanks. How you been?
Nice mugshot.
Well,
Normally they let you prep before a mugshot.
Do they?
I don't know.
Oh.
And you was, certainly wouldn't know.
No,
like
I would
throw it in everybody's face.
I don't throw it in anybody's
face.
Well,
the only person on the show that's never been arrested, I certainly can't. You ever been arrested, Alfie?
No, I haven't.
All right, well, then you two can have your own support group.
Yeah.
Kenzie? Kenzie's been arrested. You don't have to say what for. I just want to know. I know Chloe has.
Yeah.
All right, so the three of us will have our own.
Mm-hmm.
You can have your own support group.
Gang.
There you go.
I never answered.
Didn't have to.
You never said nah.
Everything was dropped, okay? That's all I'm going to say.
Is it how you got caught?
No.
I dropped all the stuff out of my... I was stealing double A batteries and shoved them in my vagina.
Oh, my gosh. No.
And then they fought out.
No.
And they caught me.
No.
You want to talk about it?
No.
Okay.
It's funny, though, but no.
All right. We got the news, right?
Yeah.
We got the birthdays.
Yeah, we started birthdays.
All right. 521, Dan O'Malley's here with more news.
All right. Oh, yeah. Indiana Governor Mike Pence said on Tuesday that he wants legislation on his desk by the end of the week to clarify that the state's new religious freedom law does not allow discrimination against gays and lesbians.
Is the law already in place?
Yeah, he signed it into law.
Well, then why don't you freaking read it before you sign it, you douche twist?
That's after his press conference today. Everyone's sort of saying either... he is a complete idiot, or he's trying to basically lie to everybody about it. Pence defended the measure as a vehicle to protect religious liberty, but said he's been meeting with lawmakers around the clock to address concerns that it would allow businesses to deny services to gay customers. The governor said he does not believe for a minute that lawmakers intended to create a license to discriminate. He said, "It certainly was not my intent." He signed the law last week. The law prohibits state laws that substantially burden a person's ability to follow his or her religious beliefs. The definition of person includes religious institutions, businesses, and associations. Although the legal language does not specifically mention gays and lesbians, critics say the law is designed to protect businesses and individuals who do not want to serve gays and lesbians, such as florists or caterers who might be hired for a same-sex wedding.
Well, you can deny anybody service as long as you keep your yap shut.
Right. However,
we don't want to serve you. Why not? I'd rather not say, and constitutionally, I don't have to.
And that would be the smart play. The problem is, with a religious person who wants to deny service to a gay couple, they can't help themselves. They have to then tell that couple, "I'm going to turn you away because you're queer. I don't serve queers and her." Because they can't help themselves now it's become an issue, as opposed to being smart about it and just saying, "You know what, sorry. I'm full that weekend. Can't help you."
"Well, my God says I ain't got to support you queer."
"Okay.
So you'll just have to take your flower business someplace else, queer man. Take your queer eyes and the other guys. Because I ain't serving you."
"All right, then. You're going to have some problems on social media, and when I call the news, you're going to have some problems."
"You do whatever."
"Okay.
Bible's on my side."
"You sure you want to just go with that one?"
"Well, it says man lying down with another man is an abominable snowman."
"Or ball."
"Or snowball." "Does snowman do that?"
"I would assume."
"Does snowman have butt sex? Do they snowball? Does snowman shrimp?"
"If there's no adventures." Businesses and organizations, including Apple and the NCAA, have voiced concern over the effect of the law, and some states have barred government-funded travel to Indiana. Here's why I think the governor of Indiana decided to hold a press conference today to try to, quote-unquote, clarify the law. It's because you've had multiple companies and businesses saying, "We're going to leave Indiana." So money is now being taken out of Indiana. All of a sudden, he felt the need to clarify the law, despite after signing it last week.
Do you think he's feigning ignorance?
Yes. I think
he read all of it, understood it, signed it, allowing people, businesses, companies to discriminate.
Yes.
And now went, hey, I need to reread this. I need to know what I signed. Well, you know what? Is that all right?
No, because what he did was last week he signed it and he was touting it, saying, look what we did. This is phenomenal. We're protecting religion and religious liberty. Today, however, he's saying,
that's not your position in the government to protect religious liberty.
He thinks it is.
One of your goals is to protect liberty. And I'm sorry, I have to finish the sentence. And justice for all. Homo. Hetero. And they go in one direction and they go, well, yeah, I need to see this. I don't really know what I signed.
But then today he's trying to basically tap dance and say, well, you know, maybe we need to clarify some of the language of the law because it's not intended to discriminate. Really?
Even though you're tap dancing because now you're trying to, you know, appeal to your black constituents.
Man, this took a turn.
Tap dance.
She's just going to be out on some things.
Wait.
So today he's trying to clarify, saying, no, this law isn't about that, even though we all know that that's exactly what it is.
If it's what he touted in the beginning of, we've signed this law so companies can, I'm paraphrasing, can discriminate if they don't want to serve somebody based on their religious beliefs of, I think homosexuality is an abomination.
Sure.
And we don't have to serve you. Is that basically what the law was?
Yes.
Okay. But now, because they're losing money,
mm-hmm.
He's having to go back and go, what?
Well, I didn't really understand what I signed. And there was just, first of all, this guy came into my office and said, sign this bill. And his tie was laying over most of the bill.
Oh.
And he said, just sign here, initial this, initial that. I didn't realize it was going to do anything to damn the homosexual community. Which I fully embrace. I won't touch one. But I will embrace their right.
Okay.
And I don't know why I would have this accent being all the way over her.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Somehow it fits.
Yeah, idiocy. That just seems to... It's a common association. So what... What's he going to do? He can't unsign the bill.
They can pass another bill, or they can, you know, do a vote in their legislature and repeal the current one.
We call that a legislative erase, where we actually stand up in front of everybody else in the legislative system and just in the air go, erase.
Just make the back and forth hand motion like you're erasing.
Okay. The homos is okay now.
I don't know why anybody wastes any time worrying about sexuality. What the hell does sexuality have to do with human rights? Really?
It has to do with everything that you're comfortable with. It has to do with whatever you agree with.
I'm not comfortable with it, but I have no issues with it.
I'm actually, this is going to sound weird at first, but after thinking about it a little bit, I'm completely okay with this law. In fact, I support it. The reason why is because then I will know which businesses I know to go into, or I know even more importantly, which businesses to flat out avoid because they're just being judgmental a-holes.
Or which businesses backtracked,
mm-hmm.
made a statement. I don't want to use the wrong company. Was it Chick-fil-A?
Yes.
That the CEO mm-hmm. made some comment about homosexuals.
And is financially supported anti-gay stuff.
But then found himself needing to apologize.
I don't think he ever did.
I think he tried to mitigate the damages. Like, but either you've got ethics or you don't have ethics, whether your ethics are right or wrong. Whatever you believe in, either stand behind it or don't. Don't waffle with public opinion. If you want to be a real CEO and you want to damn homosexuals, you know what? We're religiously based company. We close on Sundays.
Mm-hmm.
We believe in the Bible. We believe in God, and we believe everything that's in the Bible. First of all, if you believe everything in the Bible, you're a dumb f- because there are too many contradictions. And you don't know if it was transcribed properly. I still think the Bible was a hose job by a bunch of guys thousands of years ago going, hey, write this down.
Mm-hmm. It's the world's greatest game of telephone.
Really is.
God picked up the first receiver, said, hey, Moses, write this down. Moses
all
did
right,
it.
What you got?
Don't do this. Don't do that. Respect this.
Slow down.
Don't covet that.
You realize I ain't got no ink pen. I'm having to do this into stone. So what's the first one?
I'm going to distract you with this burning bush. And while you're doing that, don't
I
kill
saw,
anybody.
I done seen the burning bush one night at Jaguars with one of the dancers.
But you're right. I don't know if you came up with that on your own or you repeated it, but it is the greatest version of telephone ever. Because you have no idea, because you've gone from languages that don't exist anymore, that have been translated,
mm-hmm.
and then translated again, and now everything's open to interpretation, which is why you have pastors that have to explain to you different portions of the Bible and what this meant. And, all right, forget about the Old Testament. God was testy. It was before he had his kid. After Jesus.
That's what they say.
Then he calmed down.
Your life changes after you have children.
I just don't understand the whole sexual aspect. What does that have to do, really? And I'd like any legislator anywhere explain to me, what does sexuality have to do with humanity? Explain it.
Well, it's against nature. It's against God. Two men cannot procreate. Two women cannot procreate. It's meant to be a man and a woman.
Well, first of all, you're right. Two men can't procreate, but two women doing scissors is hot.
As a legislator, I would like to retract my previous statement and say two men cannot procreate. Two chicks is cool. I want that in the new legislation. I'd like to pass a resolution stating that we all support tripping.
We love that.
Yes.
Put that in the new trials and tribulation.
Damn! There it is!
Did I get knuckles?
Knuckles, baby!
Yeah! Damn. We'll be back.
Tribulation!
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
.544, another check on traffic. Alfie Coys and the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Taco Bell. Let's get started off in Fort Worth. Southbound 35W, just before Sycamore School Road, got an accident blocking the left lane. Traffic there is backed up back from I-20. Also in Fort Worth, northbound 35W, just before Meacham Boulevard, got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic is backed up back from Northeast 28th Street. Into Denton now, southbound I-35E, right near Post Oaks, got a stalled vehicle blocking the right lane that has traffic jacked up back from Teasley. And in Dallas, northbound Loop 12, Walton Walker, between Singleton and Shady Grove, that part of the highway has the two right lanes shut down due to road construction. Traffic there is backed up back from Jefferson Davis. Call number 9 wants a pair of tickets to BFD 2015 at the Jackson Energy Pavilion on Sunday, May 31st, featuring Pretty Reckless, In This Moment, Hailstorm, Breaking Benjamin, and Rob Zombie. Call now. It's 214 or 817-787-1971. I'm Alfie Coy and the Eagles Black Thunder.
Oh, where the hell is it? Eagle Weather brought to you by H&R Block. Tonight, scattered storms possible, 66 for a low. Then tomorrow, cloudy, 20% chance of rain and a high of 81. Right now, 85. A 97.1, the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
KEGL, the Eagle.
For a f***ing reason, the Russ Martin Show, only on the Eagle.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, what do you got on hold, Alfie?
I have a woman calling to, I guess, praise you or defend you on line three.
I don't like that. I like mad bitches.
I don't know if she agrees with you 100%, but...
Okay. Yes, Elizabeth.
Hey, boss.
Yeah, baby doll.
Hey, I just wanted to say my 17-year-old son and I both listen to your show, and we both love you very much. And I just wanted to let you know, as a Christian woman, I totally respect what you, your opinions, and I agree with some of the things that you said, and I disagree with some of the things you said, but I respect your right to say them and to let you know that as a true Christian, that's one of the things, being a true Christian, you're supposed to tolerate that, and I just want to say that I love you guys very much.
What is it you don't agree with?
There was just a few things, what you said about the guys who wrote the Bible and things like that, you know.
We have no idea. The Bible was handed down, God had this huge hand,
yes,
reached out of the clouds and went, here's this book, reprint it word for word.
And when we saw it broadcast on CNN.
Then you go, all right. But really, no offense, the Bible isn't that far off from Dianetics.
Okay.
It's a book that's been transcribed by man. Man wrote it, and supposedly it was transcribed from the Word of God. But yes, you just don't know. And
right.
I like that the most of the top 10 commandments. But I really think the Bible could have been, you know, one page that said, don't screw people around, don't steal. Best wishes, God.
Okay.
Thoughts and prayers.
That would be a great version, but you just have to remember the Bible was inspired by God, and you're right.
But we don't know that.
You
don't know what men were on. There could have been all types of mental diseases back thousands of years.
That's one of the things I agree with.
Where some guy goes,
yeah, this guy named God or something, Goodell, told me something. Could have been Gilbert Gottfried said something.
And you have no clue where it came from.
It's hard for us to fathom in this day and age these people's visions and things. Nowadays, like you said, people would be written off as crazy and locked up if they said they were having these visions.
If Jesus came back today, he would already be locked up in a padded room in Terrell, Texas.
Probably so. Either that or on an autopsy table being experimented on to see how he came back from the dead.
If you put it like that, everyone's going to be zombie crazy.
Jesus is a zombie.
Mm-hmm.
And technically he is.
He is. He's the first.
We already have a movie in the making.
So you don't like the fact that I believe everything in the Bible. There are too many contradictions in the Bible. And either
I don't believe everything in the Bible either.
Okay, so why would you disagree with me on some stuff?
Because that's my right.
I think it's also because some people pick out things in the Bible that click with them. It's like they may say, you know what, this part, I don't really feel it. This other part, yeah, I like that.
Right.
That's in line with me. I'm going to follow that part. And then other people
do you know what you just described?
Mm-hmm.
A profile on Match.com.
Yeah.
You kind of covering everything, so everybody finds something that they like in it. And the Old Testament, God was just a pissed off mother.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're going to do this? Guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to flood the planet. But because I'm a good guy, I'm going to give you the heads up, and I'm going to make this dick build this ark, and I'm going to tell him build it in cubits, and I'm not going to tell him what a cubit is. There's just too many. I don't understand the reason for all the stories in the Bible. Why couldn't it just been a pamphlet that just said, I'm God, I'm your creator?
It's basically just a lot of examples of what to do and what not to do.
I have a theory on that.
All right.
And she's partly nailed it by saying it's examples.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, Russ, how you went to your CHL class and there was that one guy who kept asking, what if on all these scenarios?
In a situation where life or property weren't in jeopardy. Sort of were in jeopardy, but not really.
Right. So he's asking all these what-if scenarios. What if, is it okay to shoot someone in this scenario? That's kind of what the Bible is. It's a series of examples because God basically said, okay, follow these Ten Commandments. Everything that follows that is people asking, well, what if I did that? Does that follow this commandment? And then Jesus has to come down and give a bunch of examples of what not to do or what to do.
You have to remember, God is our Father, and as a parent, He has to teach us lessons, and that was how He did it.
But why is it all the lessons stopped whenever the last true publication of the Bible was?
Well, what about...
You know what I'm saying? Not, you know, last week, but the final version of the Bible... Why couldn't there be updates?
There was.
What?
There was the Mormon commercial on TV. It's the additional book of Jesus' life, The Latter-day Saints.
Mm-hmm.
But that's...
it's what?
Do the Mormons believe in Jesus?
Yeah. Yeah, they're not...
Well,
they're
what
not...
about Joseph Smith? I thought he was a leader of the Mormons.
He was. But, I mean, they were all Christians. They were just following that their version of it.
Okay.
Exactly.
So why didn't the normal version of the Bible, whatever it's called, the gridiron?
No, just Bible.
Thanks, Elizabeth. Gideon?
No.
Giddy up?
The Gideons, that's a group of people, yes, but like you just had the Bible.
Well, just say, well, the traditional version of the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
How come no updates? Why is it now everything's got to go through evangelists that we don't trust, that have been proven that we shouldn't trust them? Unless they want to throw out, well, you know, sometimes your leaders are tested and they fail, but they come back to God, like Jimmy Swaggart. I've sinned.
Oh, shut up.
Crying. Crying like his dog died.
I'm just like y'all. I failed you.
Okay, we will forgive you because that's what the Bible teaches.
I need you to pray for me, and I'm going to pray.
I found another whore. You did not pray hard enough.
I'm going to need you to pray for me to get a new jet and a Bugatti.
Or... Robert Tilton, who they found, you know, prayer request out by the dumpster.
And for those who don't know who Robert Tilton is, Kinsey, he's the preacher on YouTube that farts.
Really?
He doesn't really fart. That's just how you probably know.
Oh.
It was the one dubbed in.
Oh, okay.
See? She knows.
It just, to me, it goes back to the basics. I believe in God because I don't think we could have evolved to the point we have without a higher being. That just, it just, regardless of scientific research, whatever, it just doesn't happen. Things evolve, but I think there's a higher power that controls that. I guess at certain points, a higher power ignores East and West Texas borders.
Mm-hmm.
Well, ain't nobody said nothing in the Bible about screwing goats. It said bestiality, but goats ain't a beast.
Well,
goats is my friend.
See, and that's why there's so many things open to interpretation. And that's why there's so many examples in the Bible. That's why the Bible's so big, because someone at some point asked a religious leader, "But the goat's my friend," and then Jesus had to come on and tell a story about how not to screw that goat.
Well, are you saying it's okay if I marry the goat? Then really? I'm not having pre-goatal sex?
Really?
So?
You need more examples. Don't screw goats. Don't screw. Tell you what, if it's got four legs, don't screw it. If it's got more than two legs, there you go. 11th commandment. If it haveth more than tooth leggeth, don't screweth it.
Well, what if it's learned to walk on twos? Bears can walk on their hind legs, but they also walk on fours.
Yeah, but that's just a momentary thing.
Well, not when they're attacking you in the woods.
Yeah, but that's not a standard position.
For bears?
Right.
Anytime I see them, they're standing up, wanting a hug.
I don't think they want a hug.
All right, so it's okay for me to maybe screw a kangaroo?
God did not think about all the loopholes in across his kingdom.
God?
Yeah.
The creator of everything.
Yeah, sometimes I forget.
Knower and seer of all.
I created a lot of stuff. Kangaroos have, they will occasionally drop down onto all fours.
You ain't never seen a kangaroo drop around on all fours.
I have.
I saw the episode where Beverly Hillbillies, Granny was fighting that kangaroo. Yeah. It never went down all fours.
It was its fighting stance.
And she whooped his ass.
She did. Because Granny's a tough old broad.
Of course, that kangaroo had help because a little baby come up out of the pouch and punched her in the puss. What about ostriches? And what about fowl? Walks around on two legs. How come I can't screw fowl? You got too many loopholes in your position of.
Okay, how about this? Scratch out 11. Just put like a big rock line through it. Start a new one. If it looketh like you, you may fuff it.
Okay. So, how did Craig Ludwig get sex?
Because many people sin, despite the commandments.
Because anytime I seen him playing with the Dallas Stars, he was always dragging his knuckles. And you know, that was just, he just... His knuckles were like walking training wheels.
So he wouldn't fall over. I love this show.
We have either touched on something really deep.
Oh.
Or I'm just speeding up. I'm on the expressway, the freeway to hell.
Well, to me, it's one of those things that you get down so deep, and then it's the point of no return. It's like, do I go back up for air, or do I just keep going deeper, and hopefully I come out the other side?
Maybe there will be something prophetic on the other side.
Nope, it's just another wall of stupid.
So you just told me if it's on fours, it ain't okay to screw.
Yeah, if it's more than two legs, yes.
All right, what about poultry?
I clearly forgot about the fowl issue.
Okay.
But those have wings.
Well, but they don't walk on their wings.
All right, that's true. If it has more than two legs, why are you people asking me questions? I'm supposed to be the deity.
Well, you're the one that's giving me all these different rules. Now I can't understand anything.
I know,
say,
but...
okay, don't do anything on all fours.
Right.
Go, well, sometimes bears walk up. Right, you go, well... mostly they're on all fours. Now I say, well, what about kangaroos? Then you get me on that one.
Yeah.
Even though kangaroos could probably carry condoms around in that pouch.
They could. They won't. They won't. I assure you of that. If it looks like you, cool. However, if it's...
All right, so...
if it's covered in fur...
Can I screw a chicken if I look like Larry Bird?
No. No. If it looks like you and has two legs, you're good. So as long as it can't be hairy and walk around on 2 feet. It's got to look like you.
Well, you totally lost me now.
How?
So it walks around on 2 feet.
Yeah.
But it can't be hairy.
No.
All right. So what about women who've gone through menopause?
They're not overly hairy, though.
And you're also telling me our program director, Don Davis, is not entitled to sex. Is that what you were writing down?
Yeah, that is correct.
I don't know what the game show would be, but you and I would win every time.
Amen.
All right, we'll be back.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
607, this is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Now listen, Alfie Coy is an Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by H&R Block. Let's get started off in Fort Worth, southbound 35W, just before Sycamore School Road. Still got an accident blocking the left lane. Traffic there is backed up back from I-20. Also in Fort Worth, northbound 35W, just before Meacham Boulevard. Got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic's still unwinding in the area. Still in Fort Worth, westbound I-30, right at University. Got an accident blocking the left lane. Traffic there is backed up back from 35W. into Denton. Now, southbound I-35 right near Post Oak. Got a stalled vehicle blocking the right lane. Traffic is backed up back from Teasley. And finally, in Dallas, northbound Loop 12, Walton Walker between Singleton and Shady Grove. That earlier road construction there has finally cleared out. Traffic is still unwinding back from Jefferson Davis. Of course, if you see an accident out there, call the All-State Traffic Tip Line. The phone number is 214-866-8888. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
From the Staples Weather Center, Eagle Weather brought to you by the Texas Lottery. Tonight, some scattered storms possible, 66 for the low. Tomorrow, cloudy, a chance for some rain and a
anything
high.
Anything bad?
Just scattered storms. As far as it being severe,
do you want your...
Then no one.
You want your Staples Weather thingy?
Yeah, sure, why not?
Give me a second.
Live from the Staples Weather Center inside the studios of KEGL, chief reader of other people's weather reports, Dan O'Malley, equipped with the handheld Thunderstrike Severe Storm Tracker Hyper Tablet 5 Billion Series 4 Mark 12 to King Point 5.
I left the tablet at home. But in the meantime, from the Staples Weather Center, brought to you by the Texas Lottery, Eagle Weather, chance for scattered storms tonight. They might just be scattered storms. They also might be severe. Low is 66. Tomorrow, though, cloudy, little bit of rain, and a high of 81. Right now, it's 85 at 97.1, the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Yes, Alfie. Guy on line three.
All right.
Hi, Steven.
Hey.
Yep.
Russ.
Yep.
How can you compare Ron Hubbard to, like, Peter or Paul who wrote the Bible? I mean, when was Ron Hubbard born?
Doesn't matter. I said it's basically the same thing as it's transcribed by man. You have no idea what entity actually communicated that information.
Yeah, but
it doesn't matter Peter. when Peter, Paul, Mary, whoever was born. we're talking about the communication of the word of a deity.
Right, but they would.
So you totally missed that. The timeline has nothing to do with it.
Oh, it sure does.
No, the hell it doesn't.
Yeah, because they transcribed it from the Dead Sea Scrolls.
They transcribed it from a dead language, and we have no idea if they got it right. At least Lake Ray Hubbard, he was speaking in English.
No. Yeah, but they didn't know Jesus. I know Ron Hubbard didn't know Jesus.
You don't know if anybody in the Bible knew Jesus. It's all, there's no video. You have no idea. You have nothing to prove but print on paper that man wrote. You cannot win this one. Don't even waste my time.
Wait.
Unless you got video, you're wasting my time.
Hey, wait a minute. Do you believe that Jesus was a real man?
I believe in God. Jesus roaming the earth. Are you going to let me finish? You're going to keep asking dumbass questions.
No, it's not dumbass.
Well, it is. Yes, it is.
No.
I'm the decider.
I know you have to rule.
I believe in a God. I believe in my God. I believe in the God that we read about in the Bible, because it would be egotistical to think that we've gotten as far as we have on our own. What Jesus did, I'm still talking. What Jesus did, I have no clue. I am still talking. Pretend I'm your pastor and shut the hell up.
All right.
I have a feeling, some vibe, some unknown communication that just, you're going to make fun of me?
Wow. Yeah.
You don't want any of this.
I know. You have the rule right now.
Wow.
I believe in God. I believe Jesus Christ roamed the earth. Okay. There is no proof. It's just something that I feel. And when I say Jesus. Praise God, shut up. I'm not going to tell you to shut up again. Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
You giggle in my church again, I'm going to kick your ass. I'll put you in the baptismal and you will not come up.
Yeah.
Yeah. My reverend.
Yeah.
My reverend.
All right.
that you have no proof at all, short of a book that's handed to you, that's printed by modern-day publishers, that supposedly, and then you have the Living Bible that tries to explain the older Bible.
See, what we meant was, but you don't know.
Well, you can't compare Dianetics to the Bible. Yeah, I can, because you don't know where Lake Ray Hubbard or whoever originally transcribed or who said they talked to God and put it onto paper. You have no idea if those people were mentally sound.
Nope.
You have no freaking clue. None.
Plus, it's in essence, you got to look at it this way. It's the Bible being written down by man. Think about your group of friends and whatever you did something fun together. And then over time, the story of one night in Vegas has a tendency to change and to morph. And next thing you know, you were killing dragons that breathed fire one night in Vegas, when really it was a hooker with bad breath. So let's all keep in mind what we are capable of as humans and just appreciate the faith. And then we can have fun making fun of the rest of it. Like eating crackers and drinking grape juice in church, trying to say body of Christ, blood of, you know, okay. Just
I get the symbolism behind that. I get it. But to sit there and say one religion is better than the other is absurd. There's one true meaning of life. Just don't people around. Don't steal their stuff. If you can keep from it, don't their wives.
It's a big if for some.
But do whatever you can to leave it the place just a little bit better. And that could be that. Truly, that could have been the entire Bible. I could threaten you with stuff. I can threaten you with floods. Hey, here's what happened the first time you pissed me off. I flooded the earth.
Mm-hmm.
I still think the earth is something that God has no immediate plan. He just said, I'm going to create this. I'm going to put a bunch of idiots on it, and I'm going to see what happens. Because I am sick of watching DVDs.
Yeah.
I want to see something new to where I don't know what's going to happen next.
We're God's reality show.
And if I foresee something that's going to be absolutely inhumane or they can't suffer through it, then there will be divine intervention. That's what I believe. The rest of the Bible, I got no time for.
It's also a lot.
What?
The Bible. I mean, there's a lot of crap in there.
There's a lot of crap, and you're like you said earlier, there's a lot of different things that people pick and choose and go, well, what about this? Well, it also says something different later in the Bible. Well, that's Old Testament, New Testament. Book of this, book of that, the Church of Jesus Christ of the saints who didn't have watches. So they didn't show up on time. It just goes to basic humanity is to be human. I don't know how much easier to make it.
Alfie,
what?
Alfie says line one.
Okay. Yes, Brian.
Dude, Dan is an idiot, man. That dude is just copying everything you say. He's an idiot.
My Dan?
Yes, your Dan. You're Dan the man.
Dan Telephone. Hey, shut up.
An idiot.
Shut up.
Brian, how am I just repeating everything Russ is saying?
You just agree with it, and you're talking the Bible like you know.
No, hang on, Brian. So what you're saying is that I'm some sort of yes man because I agree with a man who just happens to be my boss and my friend.
Okay.
But instead of saying that, you're calling me names, calling me an idiot.
You're an idiot.
How am I an idiot?
You're just contradicting yourself.
How am I? I haven't contradicted myself once, Brian. Do you have an example of me being an idiot or an example of me contradicting myself? God. Or are you just going to be flabbergasted on the phone like a redneck moron?
I got a better question. Who dialed our phone number for you? Yeah, hang up then.
mouth breather.
You just idiot. You just agree with anybody that's right.
You got me, Brian. You got me.
You got me now.
I have been put in my place.
Dan and I have disagreed on different things. I don't know what it is or what they were. But and Dan knows I have very little knowledge about the Bible. But I know what the right thing to do is.
I, however, actually have a pretty decent understanding of the Bible. Have I read all of it? Absolutely not. I have a life. But I have read plenty of excerpts, which is in essence what most of us do, which I don't see how that's a problem. And it certainly doesn't make me an idiot.
Well, it also doesn't. What's it?
You just a yes man. You say yes to it just because he's your...
First of all, I'm not your boss. We're co-workers.
This is true. Unless you're mad.
And then... But when I'm not mad...
That's right.
It's whose show?
It is our show.
When I'm mad...
It's yours.
And nobody else exists.
It's the Russ Martin Show. That marquee exists for a reason. The lights is not always on unless the mood strikes. You an idiot.
What? What?
Not you.
We have differences. You have to have differences. I mean, that's why there's more than one person on the show. I've been wrong. I don't know when. But theologically, you hang out with the people that have the same views. We believe in God. We believe in supporting police and fire.
Mm-hmm. We believe in you being happy. And if that's
me,
you in general.
Oh.
But you, yes, you, Russ, you, Kenzie, Chloe, Alfie, or even you, Brian, who called me an idiot, I believe you should get to be happy. And if that's kissing a woman, by God, do it. If it's butt-tonguing another dude, then have at it, Brian.
Yeah, but you should try the woman thing once. Brian, you there with your boyfriend right now in the car, Brian, going, yeah.
I tow him off. I call that Dan guy an idiot. Now kiss me, Leron.
I think you just invented a new name.
Leron?
Yeah. I'm going to name my dog Leron.
Leron Hubbard. I call it radio show. I straighten them out. I call that Dan O'Malley idiot. Right. Now, we're at a stoplight. Blow me in our Miata. Because we're a couple of Kansas City maggots.
Oh, my God. This day did not go anywhere near where I thought it would.
Was his name Brian?
Yes.
I'm Brian, and I'm proud that I kiss other men. I call it the radio shows. I tell them they don't know anything. They just yes men. They don't know nothing about the Bible.
How dare you agree with somebody?
You agree with somebody that's right.
That's got to be one of the dumbest things I have ever heard. You an idiot. All you do is agree. That happens a lot in the world with people all over the place.
Well, just because you're surrounded by somebody that's smart, that's a host, that's always right, don't mean you got to agree with him. I got to go. My friend Leron is blowing me here at the light. It's about to change, and I'm about to hang on. That's me tapping him on the head.
I get the feeling.
I wonder what it's like to be in a car and have your ass chewed, and there's nothing you could do about it.
Oh, I'd be crawling out of my skin.
Well, you can't call me that. I think you can.
Well, I ain't no homosexual. I believe in the Bible.
Well, maybe you should explain that to Leron.
Mm-hmm.
And how'd you know I was driving a Miata?
A convertible Miata.
A convertible. How'd you know that?
Yeah. Damn.
By the way, I'm not gay. Just the guys that blow me are. My name is Brian. Brian.
As you know, he thought, well, I'm going to go home and I'm going to pull copies of the show, send it to my friends, and show them how I set him straight.
Well, I didn't work out at all just right. And now LeRon's mad because I forgot to tap him on the head.
He has every right to be upset with you.
I blew a red light and I blew in his mouth.
Luckily, only got a ticket for one of them.
Alfie, don't want to take any more of these.
Chick on line 6 doesn't like Dan's assessment of the Bible.
Awesome.
Line them up.
All right.
I'm sorry, line 5.
Okay, hold on. Let's see.
1, 2, 3.
Is it Shannon?
Shannon, yeah.
Shannon. All right. Yes, ma'am.
I wanted to say that I really appreciate what you said about, you know, God and Jesus and just Dan, neither one of you are idiots. I can tell just from that conversation y'all had. But
what about Kenzie?
Kenzie's cool.
Yeah. Hi, Shannon.
But what I wanted to say was, Dan, it's really just not fair to say that, you know, there's a lot of crap in the Bible if you haven't read all of it.
Have you read all of it, Shannon?
Hang on.
Yes, no, I'm,
she's got a point.
She does. She does.
I haven't read all of it. I can't think of a page that I have read. I know the top 10.
Yes.
And I know some of those are iffy. But without reading the Bible, I just have this internal, I don't want to say vibe, internal.
You have a feeling.
A feeling that, yeah, there is God, there is Jesus. And regardless of what I do, I know I've broken most of the Ten Commandments, and I'm going to hell.
Mm. In a handbasket with me, right?
But well, it's not going to be a handbasket. It's probably be like a ride from Six Flags. But I'm still going to do things that I think are the right thing to do, even though I expect no reward.
Right.
And I think. Really, the Bible could have been consolidated down to that. Do good things for other people and expect nothing in return. There will be no heavenly reward. There will be no pearly gates. There will be no eternity floating around with angels and.
Well, but a lot of people need to read those stories of, you know, the flooding and the plagues and all this kind of stuff. So that they understand the full capacity of God's
wrath.
Wrath, yes. But they also need, you know, Lazarus stories. You know, because personally, I'm kind of going through a Lazarus situation right now. But they need.
What is Lazarus?
I don't recall.
Know that there's both.
Who is Lazarus?
He was dead, and Jesus Christ raised him from the dead.
Oh. Must have been a buddy.
No.
Well, he's not going to do it to an enemy.
No, he wasn't an enemy, but he was a stranger. But he knew that he was one of God's people.
Well, I do things for strangers.
Okay. But what I'm saying is people need those kinds of stories to see that God is also love.
God is love, but here's what I don't like is if you're bad, you go to hell. If you're good, you go to heaven. How about...
Not that clear cut, really.
What?
It's not really that clear cut.
That's about basic. That you can't get more basic than that. If you're bad, you go to hell. If you're good, you go to heaven.
Right, but there's that loophole.
There's the what if.
Jesus Christ.
All right, if I accept him into my life right before I die. Well, I don't know when I'm going to die, so... Let's say I get lucky and I've murdered... an entire family, Mandy's family, for example.
Just top of your head?
I just accidentally just threw some type of combustible explosion. But right before I die, I accepted Jesus into my heart. That means, technically, by the Bible, I'm going to heaven. That's jacked up. I don't believe it.
It has to be true and sincere. And God can
tell. If I really want to go to heaven, I'm going to be true and sincere.
But you know how, like, when you're in crisis and you're like, oh, my God, if you try to bargain.
I don't bargain. I don't ask God for anything. When I had to put Rocco down last week, I didn't ask God anything.
And I'm sorry for that.
I'm not asking for sympathy. When I did it,
I know
I had to make the decision. And yeah. I'm not going to ask for anything.
Right.
It will be a...
But I didn't mean you specifically.
I'm just saying it will be a thank you for what I got. And I'm not going to ask for anything.
But, okay, people in general bargain with God. Oh, my God, if you'll just, you know...
Well, if I was God, I would have wiped this planet out. There would be two entities, me and dogs. And one hot bitch. Thank you. There you go. If I was God, I would have the what's something with no patience? I would have the patience of me.
Nailed it. That's what I was going to say.
Could you help me with no? Well, I know that was God because he was loud. Ask me for one more thing. I'm going to flick you off the planet. Just like a booger. Live on the moon. My thinking is you don't pray and ask for things. You say thank you. Mm-hmm. You expect nothing in return. And if you get something, dandy. But when they preach, you know, you tithe to the church, you'll get it back tenfold. Well, to me, that's just some type of investment.
I think I'd.
How about you tithe to the church and expect absolutely nothing back?
That makes sense. And if you want to give money into something and expect a return, put some money in your 401k. That's what that's for.
But the whole idea of reward and penalty, that's for children as they're growing up, and that's for their safety. Don't touch that. Oh, you touched it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, first of all, you've learned that that was hot. Or don't cross the street without looking. You did it. Now you get a whipping. To me, that's the good and the bad, and that's how to train children. As you get to be an adult, if you haven't figured out good and bad, you're already out of the game. If I do anything good, I expect nothing in return.
You're doing it because it's the right thing to do.
And I'm not trying to be some type of martyr. It's just sometimes it's smart to honor first responders, their families.
You're right. That's what we should do. Wait. I'm an idiot if I agree with that. I have to disagree with that according to Brian. I'm sorry. I have to. I rescind my support. I have to be intelligent in the eyes of Brian.
I knew you'd finally come around to my side.
Thank you for showing me the light, Brian. You are my Messiah.
Well, I can't be your Messiah because there's God. I can be your demigod.
Okay, I'll take that if you're willing to give it.
Well, you can't really be my demigod because Leron is my demigod because he blows me and he swallows my goop. Because I'm Brian, I drive a Miata. And I pretend to be a man. And I call into shows to try and straighten people out while somebody's blowing me.
In your Miata? Top down, balls out.
Hey, Miatas were hot for a while, but my balls are shaved. I tan.
Mm-hmm. Got your roller skates.
Leron don't like roller skates. Oh. He's got vertigo. He tried to blow me one time on roller skates and almost chewed off my nuts.
Thanks for being a listener, Brian. We'll be back.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
No. 6:39. Another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle Traffic brought to you by H&R Block. Let's get started off in Fort Worth, westbound I-30 just before University. Got an accident there blocking the left lane. Traffic there is backed up back to 35W. Also in Fort Worth, Eastbound I-30, right at 35W, right there in the Fort Worth Mixmaster. Got an accident blocking the two left lanes. No big delays from that, though, right now. Into Plano, southbound 75, right at Legacy. Got an accident blocking the left lane. Traffic is backed up back to Stacy Road. And finally, in Dallas, southbound 75, right at I-30. Got an accident blocking the two left lanes. Traffic is backed up back from Mockingbird. Subscribe to the Russ Martin Show audio and video archives. I'm sorry, RussMartin.fm. Oh, proceeds benefit the Russ Martin Show listeners foundation. Bounty coin.
From the Staples Weather Center, Eagle Weather brought to you by the Key Whitman Eye Center. Scattered storms possible tonight, 66 for the low, cloudy tomorrow, chance for some rain, and a high of 81. Right now, 83, the 97.1, the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
I have a guy on line one who I guess is supporting Dan.
Oh. What are you laughing at?
That sock puppet. First of all, where did we get this?
I got it from some online buy site thing.
And how do we describe it? It's Muppet-ish looking.
It looks like one of the Muppets named Scooter. Got orange hair, white face, little jacket, except it's red, white, and blue striped. And it goes on your hand. Mm-hmm.
But while Alfie's doing traffic, I'll hold it up in his face, and I'll mimic whatever he's saying.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when he can't.
He cannot keep it together.
Cut to Alfie's camera. Alfie, I need you to, there you go. Say anything.
What would you like me to say?
Anything. Talk about whatever you promoted in the last step. Promote the foundation.
The Russ Martin Show Listeners Foundation. You can subscribe to the Russ Martin Show audio and video archive.
I swear to God, I can hear your uvula hitting the back of your throat.
Don't tell me that's not hilarious when it mimics your voice.
See, I don't know which camera to work for. Dan, you talk for a second.
All right.
Leave it on me.
Clearly, Alfie, what you were learning is that the show is all about balance. We'll go talking religion for, you know, a couple of segments into, you know, the fine points of sock puppetry.
I think I got this down.
I think you do. For example, Alfie, when inserting your hand into the backside of said sock puppet, it's important that you not only mimic, but you become.
Are you kidding me, Dan? How are you not laughing right now?
I'm appreciating it. I'm trying to stay in character.
Our voice of reason is coming out of a sock puppet.
Why should that shock you? If anything, it should be a comfort.
All right, enough with the puppet show. I wonder how many people watch the video stream just for the idiocy.
All of them?
I don't know.
Because beyond that.
When we started, it was like 3,000 per hour. I don't know if it was the same $3,000, but who knows? We don't charge for it, so either watch it or don't.
But those who do are big, big fans.
It's a good visual show. Audio-wise, sometimes. Okay, let's do more news.
All right.
6:45, Dan O'Malley has more news.
Thanks, Russ. After 2 weeks and 6 rounds of voting in a March Madness-style bracket to determine the most 90s band of all time.
The most?
The most 90s band of all time.
Or the biggest?
The most 90s band of all time.
That didn't make any sense.
That
who
it makes doesn't mean it's not the biggest band of the 90s.
The most 90s band?
The band that you would say this band embodies the 90s. Whatever you remember the 90s to be, it's like this is it. Like to me.
Well, hang on, let's see if Kenzie can guess.
Okay.
90s band. Who's the most 90s band? To me,
Nirvana?
That would be the biggest, or the band that symbolizes the 90s, but just say the most 90s band.
I would see, for me, Nirvana wouldn't be the most 90s band. It was the band that ushered in the grunge era, ushered in the 90s.
Oh, yeah, my
but
bad.
Kurt blew his head off, what, 94?
Oh, you're right.
Or whatever year it was. So they didn't even get a fair shot.
I know, but just the phrasing, the most 90s band.
Chumbawamba?
Chumbawamba.
Chumbawamba?
Should have been Chumbawamba.
Blind Melon?
Don't let go.
See, that to me is a quintessential 90s band. When I think of the 90s, I think of Blind Melon is one.
I love Hello? Blind Melon.
I don't know.
Dead Eye Dick?
For me, it's Nirvana just because their influence and the way they brought in the grunge era lasted that whole decade.
Yeah. Up until
it was just so dark. Anything out of Seattle was dark.
Oh yeah. I didn't say it wasn't dark. And
dark.
I wasn't really
rainy. What are we going to sing about? Certainly not going to sing, about beautiful days. It's dark. It's grungy. We're not going to go.
What, you mean this
was one morning up over the dark, shotgun in the mouth, can't get no spark.
That's what I was thankful whenever groups like Collective Soul came around. It's like, thank you. Finally, something kind of happy.
That did help a little bit.
Yeah.
All right.
Because everything was sad and covered in flannel.
Who was picked as the most 90s band?
Gin Blossoms.
Low loaded Gin Blossom song.
What about Creed?
They were not 90s.
Was there
enough.
A
they
list were, or they just picked one?
There are some others. Gin Blossoms won. They just edged.
What about Crash Test Dummies?
No.
Somebody mentioned Blind Melon?
Alfie mentioned Blind Melon.
What about Jive Bunny and the Mixmasters?
Wow. No.
Right Said Fred?
Certainly not.
Shakespeare's Sister?
Don't even know who that is.
What about EMF?
Hey!
You're unbelievable.
This is the only song I know about the from the Gin Blossoms.
The only one I know.
So how could that be make them the 90s band?
This to me screams 90s though, man.
Well, there are a lot of things that scream 90s.
I know, but I mean, it's
Huey Lewis in the News screams 80s. Yeah. I wouldn't say Huey Lewis was the 80s band. What about Spin Doctors?
Yeah.
Right Said Fred.
Well, Right Said Fred had the one song, and it was a novelty
so
song. That means you could put the Macarena guys in the same conversation.
Well, the Gin Blossoms, what else did they have?
I don't know.
Bush was 90s.
They had Follow You Down, Allison Road. It's probably their second biggest hit, I would think.
Sounds like the theme from Friends.
No.
Yes, the hell it does.
No, the theme from Friends sounds like the theme from Friends. It sounds like something totally different.
I just had nostalgia. Oh, my goodness. Okay.
What do you mean nostalgia? You were a toddler.
Did
you learn to walk to the gin blossoms?
No. I was a little older.
She probably learned how to walk
listening.
How to by watching the RFD channel.
RFD.
They went like this.
RFD.
I do. I pick the chickens. Pick the goats.
Farm channel.
The what?
The farm channel.
Yeah. It's an old joke. Like you learn how to walk by watching poultry.
Mm-hmm.
That's not funny.
It is to me. What about Biz Markie?
No, unfortunately.
No soup dragons?
No soup dragons.
Fat Boy Slim?
No.
Gin Blossoms?
Gin Blossoms.
Not Faster Pussycat?
No.
Green Jelly?
No Green Jelly.
Proclaimers?
It still had that one song.
I'm sorry, the Proclaimers probably had a bigger hit than all the Gin Blossoms together.
Maybe, but the Gin Blossoms had more than just the one hit.
Who did the song, I'm a Hot Stepper?
Oh, In Kamikaze?
Yeah, In Kamikaze.
Something like that.
Any Kamozy or something?
Whatever. Sounds like somebody would have a one-hit wonder because they would crash into something.
No, the Gin Blossoms, they beat out the Spice Girls.
As being the
the most 90s band.
The most 90s band. Not even...
They took 58% of the vote compared over the Spice Girls. Joining...
Who did the survey?
It was the website UpRocks.
Oh. What about the Divinyls?
No. They just had the one I Touched Myself song, right?
So?
Oh, hey. Don't get me wrong. That song was formative for me. Formative.
What about Lou Bega?
No, Mambo Number 5, but that was the only song he had.
So?
To be the most 90s band, Blossoms? You had to have more than one hit.
Who said that?
The people that voted. Like, I didn't vote.
I think Sir Mix-a-Lot, Baby Got Back, I think that was the 90s.
It was, but that was a one hit.
I don't think you have to have more than one hit.
I think
Sir Mix-a-Lot, who, by the way, stood us up last week, supposed to call in. Did he play someplace Sunday?
He did. He played at Trees on Sunday.
Good. I hope it was empty.
The other bands that had a strong showing in this bracket all had multiple hits. So you had Gin Blossoms number one. Spice Girls were the runner-up.
I don't think you have to have multiple hits. You could have one song. If you had to pick one song out of 2014, what would it be?
Blurred Lines?
Mm-mm.
Out of 2014?
Yeah.
Happy.
What?
Happy.
Chloe.
Moving on.
All About That Bass?
Gangnam Style.
I don't look at that as a 14 song.
I think that was like that was either 12 or 13.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Whatever year it came out, that was the song of the year.
Yes.
And I'd agree with you on that.
Yeah.
In the elite.
But he only had one hit.
That's true.
But you're saying you got to have more than one hit.
But for a decade, he had the one hit for a year. This is for a whole decade.
Gin Blossoms didn't have a hit for the entire decade.
No, they had hits. They had more than one hit.
They had... three.
They had four, actually.
Wow.
I'm not saying it's impressive. I'm just saying that that's... I'm not defending the Gin Blossoms. It's not my pick.
I mean, luckily, the presidents of the United States were in the 2000s.
I think they had some 90s as well.
I don't think so.
They sing that Peaches song?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're 90s. Joining the Gin Blossoms and the Spice Girls in the Elite Eight were Smashing Pumpkins.
Cypress Hill?
No, although I think that could have probably been in the tournament.
Big Daddy Kane?
No.
Marcy Playground?
No, but they could have been.
Love them.
Better Than Ezra?
Also, they did not make the Elite Eight.
Space Hog?
I wish.
Wow. Woo.
Well, they're like, if I say those names, do you think 90s?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Smashing Pumpkins, Hootie and the Blowfish, Stone Temple Pilots, Boyz II Men, TLC, and NSYNC.
About Our Lady Peace.
No. And then also ones that were in the tournament but not make the top eight.
The Hole Surfers?
No.
The Hole Surfers.
Also not them.
Meat Puppets.
The Meat Puppets, too.
Oh, I forgot the song they did. Damn it.
Soul Asylum.
Runaway Train.
Yes, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
These are bands that somehow did not get out of the first round. Soul Asylum, Bush, and Live. Live and Bush would have been two that I would have had in the top running for 90s.
I like Live.
Loved Live.
Mm-hmm. What about 7 Mary 3?
No.
Yeah, it was a call sign for Chips.
I do.
Damn, Aqua didn't make it.
The Barbie song?
Yeah. Yes.
I'm going to hit you.
Was Ugly Kid Joe in the 90s?
I think he was, borderline.
I think it was 89.
89.
About the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones.
Oh, I love them. Silverchair?
Silverchair, no. But they.
What about Silverfish?
No, those things didn't make it either.
Kenzie's already mentioned Chumbawamba.
Yeah.
About the Vanga Boys.
I don't know who that is.
Vanga Bus, come on, Dan.
I'd have to hear it. Keep in mind, I'm good at movies, bad music.
Yeah, we like to party.
Oh, we like the party. Okay, now see, I got it.
What about Cool Moe D?
It wasn't cool enough.
And they picked Jim Blossoms over Dishwalla.
And Oleander, really?
Hey, I'd had Trippin' Daisy in my Sweet 16.
What is that?
It's flowers that couldn't walk.
Were they too high?
Yeah, they let them grow too high. Gin Blossoms.
Yes.
Were those blossoms drunk?
I don't know. Do you think the melons were blind?
Maybe.
I got rear-ended by a watermelon. What are you, blind? Sitting there at a red light, I get rear-ended by a blind melon while I'm listening to Saigon Kick.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
704, this is KEGL Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Last check on traffic, Alfie Coy. KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Ross Eagle. Traffic brought to you by the Key Whitman Eye Center. Let's get started off in Dallas. Southbound 75, right at I-30. Got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic's backed up back to Mockingbird. Also on 75 this time in Plano. Southbound 75, right at Legacy. Got an accident there. This one is also in the clearing stages. Traffic is still unwinding back from Stacy Road. Finally in Coppell, northbound 121 between Freeport Parkway and Coppell Road. Road construction has the left lane shut down. That has traffic to hold that low B. Traffic is backed up back to Grapevine Mills. Join Clo tonight starting at 8:30 at the Hard Rock Cafe in Dallas. He'll be hosting Hard Rock Rising. Come out, support some local music, cheer on your favorite band, say hi to Clo. Details are online at KEGL.com. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by H&R Block. Tonight, some scattered storms possible. A 66-degree low. Tomorrow, cloudy, 20% chance of rain, and a high of 81. Right now, 83 and 97.1. The Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
This is retired Captain Mark Howard from the Dallas County Sheriff's Department. The Russ Martin Listeners Foundation supports the families of Dallas-Fort Worth firefighters and peace officers who have selflessly fallen in the line of duty. To donate, go to RussMartin.com. Don't just donate, donate now.
All right. Do what, Kenzie?
I love him.
Captain Howard?
Yes.
He's a good man.
He is. He's so cool.
And I would probably guess he would be one of those guys, especially since he was in charge of the DWI task force for Dallas County.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, all right, you're kind of borderline. How about if we take you home? Seems like one of those guys.
Possibly.
Totally.
Wouldn't tell Sheriff Valdez. Hey, we took a guy home.
No.
You did what? Nothing. We beat him and we threw him in jail. Okay. That's the end.
Keep up the good work.
You men are so good. Where were we?
I pulled up the entire bracket that UpRocks had for the most 90s band tournament. Because I've gotten a lot of people, you know, they're emailing or Facebooking. It's like, oh, what about Alice in Chains or what about these bands?
There are a lot of different things. It's all personal.
It is.
I mean, you could say, well, you know, the 90s for me was Sir Mix-a-Lot. Baby Got Back.
Right.
Who had the biggest hit? I don't know.
The way they set up the bracket, actually seeing it, it gives it more context. Now, there's four different regions. You understand?
Not really. I don't really care.
Okay. They broke it down into four different regions the way the NCAA tournament works. Each region here corresponds to the genre of music. So in one region, you've got the flannel region. Then another one is the bling bling region. That's more the hip-hop stuff. And then you had the pop in another region. They call that the frosted tips. And then another one was the Doc Martin region. So you had...
To me, the 90s, if I had to pick the hip-hop, I would either say Criss Cross, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They did not make this tournament.
Wasn't Baby Got Back the 90s? Uh-huh.
I think so.
Yes.
I'd go with Sir Mix-a-Lot, even though he stiffed us Friday.
He did not make it here.
Oh, good for him. He's doing Target commercials.
You got Puff Daddy, Naughty by Nature, Bone Thugs, Master P, Salt and Pepper, Busta Rhymes, Boyz II Men, Mace, Mystical, In Vogue, Fugees, Backstreet. I'm sorry, Blackstreet, totally different. TLC, DMX, Coolio, and Arrested Development.
Oh, DMX.
No Wrecks in Effect? Man. Dude,
I know, it hurts my heart. Those are my boys. God, I love Rum Shaker.
What about D-Light? Goose in the Heart.
Yeah, there's lots. Like Ace of Base.
They were in the pop region, Chloe. Oh, okay. Right. What I gave was the hip hop.
Okay.
The Frosted Tips region.
Okay, gotcha.
That was where you had your NSYNC, Jamiroquai, Chumbawamba, Shaggy, Ace of Base, Sugar Ray.
You look about dead eyed dick, and you're just a maggot.
Yeah, they did. Smash Mouth, Fatboy Slim, Britney Spears, Cisco, and a thong song. Backstreet Boys, Fiona Apple, Ricky Martin, Hanson, Spice Girls, and the New Radicals. So overall, the 90s were well represented. It's
what
just,
year was this?
It's got to be the 80s.
Yeah, I think it was the late 80s.
That is way too
80s
to be 90s.
That was 87.
Hey, there you go.
Yeah. All right. Because really, if you got a big something from the 80s.
Oh, man. Yeah. This one, that
especially if you throw something in. Hey, click on this link. It's two chicks blowing a guy.
Oh, awesome.
Oh, I can't wait to see this. Mother
happened again.
Damn. Okay. 90s band. If I had to pick somebody.
Who would be your band? Just the one for the
90s. I don't know. I played so much crap in the 90s, and I worked here in the 90s, and our program director was big into, I'm saying alleged, payola. So I like the Soup Dragons.
Okay.
Divine Thing or something like that.
Yeah, a Sweet Divine Thing. Mm-hmm.
So I didn't really know what was it or not.
Yeah.
I like the Spin Doctors.
Then we played this band called Dada. The song was called Disneyland. Mm. I was like, huh?
Huh? What
the hell?
How big of a house do you get for playing Dada?
To me, the 90s is hard just because whenever I think of the 90s musically, it's actually pretty damn diverse. Not that there wasn't diversity in other decades, but... Maybe it's because that's when I was most formative. That was when I was a teenager, so I listened to so many different genres of music.
I'd have to go with the Proclaimers. Would you like me to play it?
No.
I can. It's only three chords.
Go for it. Give you a perfect example to fill time while he grabs his guitar. My senior song in high school, 98, was voted on by the class as by Master P, mm-hmm. No Limit Soldiers. However, our class council said we cannot have that as our song, so they made it tie conveniently with Green Day, the...
Rest of Our Life.
Good Riddance. Riddance.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah, that one. Thank you. Good Riddance. Yeah. Look at you.
What is it?
It's a, just a captivating song.
You're not going to sing it?
No.
When I wake up.
When I wake up. And who I'm going to be. I'm going to be the man who wakes up next to you. I need more to drink.
There's a vodka.
That's not enough. It's never going to be enough.
Fine. Go ahead.
Song. All right. Oh. While you have that on, you're going to need that.
For what?
I don't know. What do you think you use a guitar for?
I held it to cover up my belly. That's why I keep buying bigger guitars.
Okay, well, that's not where I was going
that was
at all.
So cute.
The Rolling Stones.
Why is that cute?
No, you don't have a belly. It was cute the way you said it. You like to cover up my belly.
As Russ shoots straight up, standing on
her. Yeah, it was adorable.
The Rolling Stones are zipping across North America yet again, probably just because they're still standing.
Oh, okay. Hang on. What do I know?
There you go. The band announced a 15-city stadium tour on Tuesday that includes a stop right here in North Texas, June 6th at AT&T Stadium in Arlington. The tour will kick off May 24th at Petco Park in San Diego. They're calling it the Zip Code Tour. It will once again reunite singer Mick Jagger, drummer Charlie Watts, and guitarists Keith Richards and Ronnie Wood. The last time the Stones played North American stadiums was 2006. The Zip Code Tour will coincide with the re-release of their album Sticky Fingers on May 26th. That recording features such Stones classics as Brown Sugar, Wild Horses, and Dead Flowers.
That's all I know.
Way more than I know.
Oops.
What?
Farted. Not.
What, did you squeeze the guitar too hard?
Was it a wet one? Did some come out?
I didn't get no satisfaction.
But you definitely got some brown sugar.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
Luckily, I'm not the one that's got to wash my underdrawers.
Two in a row.
You have anything else that needs a guitar? Can I put this down?
Let me see if there's anything else I can get you. Soundtrack. Oh, okay. This. You know, like a prison sounding song, right? Perfect. Hang on to that for a second. You'll know when it's needed.
Okay.
New Orleans Saints cornerback Brian Dixon has been arrested in Miami for resisting arrest. Yep. Brian Dixon was riding a moped Sunday morning when he was pulled over in Miami Beach. He questioned the officer and was taken into custody. Dixon later tweeted, "It just hurts to know that I wasn't causing no trouble and was fully cooperating." Police were unable to provide any further details.
So he got arrested for resisting arrest?
Yes.
All right, we're going to arrest you.
For what?
Resisting arrest. All right, hang on, let me get this straight. I just sat riding a moped. You gonna arrest me?
Yeah.
But for what?
Resisting arrest.
All right, what kind of loophole is that?
Yeah, you said I'm arresting.
I haven't done anything. Yeah, but you resisted arrest. but I haven't done anything.
This is starting to feel like a chicken and the egg scenario with the law.
Yeah, which came first, the or the egg?
I bet I know what he would say.
Anything else that needs music?
Let me see.
By the way, starting tomorrow morning, telling you now, it's not an April Fool's thing. The show on 1190, starting at 7 a.m., beginning of the show, they started high power, 50,000 watts.
Nice. So no more random country station bleed through in the 7 o'clock hour.
Like I care.
I know you don't.
I came up with a better name than Corky.
Corky for what?
For my radio name.
Okay.
You ready?
Yes.
Kinsey Chapman, in honor of your friend Ron.
Is it just this week to make me cry?
Why does that make you emotional?
Well, the fact that she would pick Chapman.
Well, she respects Ron because you do.
But you really want to go with that?
Yeah. And, oh, wait, I can't, never mind.
What was your other one? Kenzie.
Can't wait to earmark that one in with the rating service.
Hey, it's Kenzie on the way home with you.
No.
I get to say it because it's my name.
Right, some people call me T.
That's really bad.
No, there's no conspiracy to.
I think it would be. Whatever. That's kind.
Love you.
I think Ron Chapman, if he listened, would say, oh, no.
I'm going to listen into this chick, see what this is all about.
Wild?
Not Kenzie Wild. I like Kenzie Chapman.
Sounds very good.
Okay. That will be your on-air name, if you want it.
Then call me Chaps, for sure.
Assless Chaps.
Oh, wait.
Yeah. It only took a second and a half for that name to backfire.
Any more stories that need music?
Not that I can think of. They're all kind of just stories and stuff. Do you have anything about a bull losing its balls? Or it's actually its wiener?
I don't know any bull songs.
I know, see? I got
any songs? I know.
It's like a fast, like for the bull.
You want us to stay, or you want to just play?
Trying to play Dallas.
Oh, okay.
I used to know it. I don't know it anymore.
It doesn't seem like you do. You're close to it, though.
God, so many strings. That's close.
To Cleveland?
Cheers. You got any Dallas stories?
No. It's a slow day in Dallas, unless it's, you know, leaving your kid at the King Spa or, you know, a car running into a business in Fort Worth.
What was the link you sent me about the best of Dallas? What are you pissed off about?
Oh, not me. Alfie. Alfie is beside
me. What are you twisted about, Alfie?
I'm just frustrated that okay, D Magazine came out with their annual nominations of, 2015 Best of Dallas. We weren't even nominated. And that pisses.
So what?
It pisses him off because there were 9 nominees. 5 of them are from public radio.
One of them is the Dallas City Council meetings. Really?
Best? That was voted best in Dallas?
It was nominated for best radio show in Dallas. Dallas City Council meetings.
It's open to voting. So right now they just have like D Magazine's nominees, but then there's a write-in section. But of the 9 nominees, yeah, Dallas City Council meetings was one of them. Also, the 2 shows on KERA, midday show on The Ticket, afternoon show, Ben and Skin on The Fan.
Hang on, let me put the guitar down.
Okay. Magic Time Warp on KNON. Are you stuck?
I'm almost out.
Well, yeah, your headphone cord and your guitar strap are tangled.
Am I out?
No. You need to...
If you take the guitar off, you should be good.
Okay, that's good. He unplugged his headphones.
All right. Give me a second.
No problem.
Okay, what is Alfie pissed off about?
He's mad because we're not nominated.
I know
we're very seldom nominated for anything.
Well, we're usually in the mix, though, and it just pisses me off that we weren't even considered to be, best radio show in Dallas, or in DFW, rather.
Well, who chose? Readers of D Magazine?
No.
Because Tim Rogers.
Right.
From D Magazine has always been really kind to us.
He is, but the rest of the magazine is not. Or he's just, whatever. No. D Magazine put up the voting so you can vote, but they put up 9 nominees that they decided on. And then there's a write-in.
That D Magazine.
D Magazine, yes.
Okay.
And then their readers can then go and vote based on those.
Okay.
So you got Everything You Ever Wanted to Know on KERA, Bad Radio on The Ticket, Ben and Skin on The Fan.
Bad Radio is on when on this ticket?
It's their midday show.
Yeah, midday show.
Why wouldn't the Hardline be up? Oh, that's right. We're kicking their ass. Somebody's got no men left. You might as well go tranny or lesbian.
Wow.
Sports.
Then you got Dallas City Council meetings on WRR. Kid Craddock in the Morning. There's one that everyone can agree on uh-huh. KISS. Magic Time Warp on KNON. Paul Slavin's on KXT.
I don't know KXT.
Nonprofit.
Yeah, it's another public radio.
Well, so is KNON.
Yes.
That's why they call it KNON.
Then you've got The Think Show with Chris Boyd on KERA. We've been living in her shadow for some time, so we expected her. And then last one on an actual commercial station, The Front Porch on 99.5.
Did 99.5 go urban?
That's why we didn't get nominated.
Really?
For more information on The Russ Martin Show, russmartin.com. Get signed up for The Russ Martin Show audio and video archives, russmartin.fm. Anyone else with their website mentioned?
I'm cool.
All right. You can find and follow Russ on Facebook, Twitter, and maybe Instagram for all things 97.1 The Eagle. Go to KEGL.com. And for all things talk radio 1190, go to 1190talkradio.com. Rodney Anderson's up next.
All right, see you guys tomorrow. Uh-huh.
The Metroplex.